Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fry talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone. So glad to have you guys joining me here in the forum tonight. It is Friday night. It is May the 4th. And May the 4th, 2012. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. I see you guys on the phone lines, and I just want to say it's so good to be here. It's so good to be Friday. I don't know about you guys, but I've had a pretty amazing week. Things have been moving so fast. You know, I was just sitting here thinking, I think that's a song, but I was just sitting here thinking, wow, you know what? I move so fast in the damn spirit world and so slow in this physical world. I don't know if anybody else is feeling like that right now, but I'm moving like 1,000 miles an hour inside, and it feels like I'm moving about 10 seconds slow, you know, on the outside. So just thought I'd share that with you guys. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. It's so good to see you guys in the house. I see the phone lines are definitely filling up and the chat room as well. If you want to come on over and join us, no matter where in the world you're listening from, you are certainly more than welcome, I should say, to do that. No matter where you're listening from, you can come on over and you can join us in The Remix. If you want to participate in chat, that's open and you can do that as well. Let me tell you how you can get here. So I'm going to kind of give you some cosmic directions. And you can just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and come right on in. The chat room is open. The Remix family is in the house. They're sure to make you feel welcome and greet you as well with lots of hearts and smiles, a lot of love to give out over here. And if you're a guest and you're listening for the very first time, know that you can actually sign up. You just click the little sign up button at the very bottom there. Just sign up. Tell us who you are and come on in the chat room so you can participate in chat. Tonight's going to be an interactive show. We're going to be talking about a lot of the energy that's going on in the planet at this time. And I know this is some energy that you guys are aware of too, because over on the Remix Family Facebook group, you guys have really been very active over there. So, Tonight is no different. It is the remix night. If you didn't get a chance to catch the show that we did last week on Sunday night, Brother Panic was doing a cult Q&A and answering all of your cult questions that you guys have. We had a lot of fun, dropped a lot of knowledge, and did it remix style. You want to make sure that you go back and you download, download, download. That is a must. You must download. And download the show. They're there for you guys. It's free. You can have it. You can keep it. You can go back and listen to the shows over and over as much as you want. We get letters from brothers and sisters all over the world telling me about the shows that you guys have gone back and listened to and just just enjoyed so much, laughing and having fun. And just enjoying yourself, as we should be doing at this particular time, so many things. So, Yes, welcome to everybody. I do want to give a couple of shout-outs. Every time I get these emails, sometimes I forget to do them, but tonight I have remembered, so we're going to do that as well. We're going to give a shout-out to our new listeners who are listening all over the world, because you guys were so kind to send me an email. So I'm so glad. I always want to give big thanks to our international listeners who are listening out there, because I know sometimes the time difference can be a challenge to catch the show live. And so whether you're listening to this show live or this is actually a download, you're listening to the download from the show, either way, I send my love to you, and it's good to know that you're out there and that you're actually listening as well. So I want to give big ups to Mozambique, because we have listeners out there in Mozambique. I want to give a big listen. We've had listeners in Switzerland, but we got some new listeners coming on board from Switzerland too, so more listeners out there to our international listeners out there, and that's a great thing. That's a great thing. So you guys keep spreading the word and keep doing your work, because that is just amazing. So next, what we're going to talk about is I want to kind of tell you a little bit about what I've been doing this week. We're going to get into the show. We're going to do a meditation. Ooh, we're going to do a meditation. Yes, we're going to do one tonight. We're going to get it. We're going to really get it. We're going to ride this energy that has just been driving us insanely crazy out there. So if you've been feeling your love energy kind of moving, that kundalini kind of coming up on you very hard, you'll know exactly where it's coming from. So now I want to talk about what I've been doing this week. A lot of what I've been doing this week, and particularly in my downtime, is really focusing on the baby lotus and the glowing lotus readings. Now, I'll tell you guys this, because energy works a little different. Like a couple of months ago, I got hit really, really hard with tons of baby lotuses readings and tons of glowing lotus readings. And you guys know what I do. I don't make the babies wait. Like, you guys wait for your session. It's a divine time. Well, it's a divine time for our babies too. But I do them any spare moment that I got. And I've been working diligently, sending out 5 to 6 a day. So for you parents out there and you gatekeepers over our babies, I just want to send hugs and kisses for all the feedback that you guys have been sending, who've been receiving it. But as I was doing these, the more and more I've been doing them, because I've really been putting them in this week, and hopefully by this weekend, I will be caught up. When I say caught up, I mean caught up to this month. That's what I mean. So I should be, slowly but surely, I should be there. Really, I should be there. So if you're a parent out there and you're waiting to get that, know that it's coming. It is. I have quite a few of them, and I will be mailing them out to the parents. And you'll get them. It is a digital experience that I do for the baby lotus and the glowing lotus. At this point, it is a digital experience, so the parents get a nice little keepsake that they get to keep. Now, no. Somebody asked a question in the chat room, so I had to answer that really quick. But what I wanted to say about the baby lotus and the glowing lotus is that I really kind of mixed it up. I remixed it, and oh, it's some amazing things in there. I even gave sacred vibrational tunes and sounds. And we'll be playing around with some of these tunes and sounds, these very sacred vibes that Spirit has given to me. And actually, Baby Blue is the one who is going to be introducing these tunes on the sacred, on the sessions, the very sacred sessions with the baby lotus and the glowing lotus. So a nice little twist, added some more things in there, put all the goodies in there, wrapped up in a nice little special package for the babies as well. So I just kind of wanted to talk about that. That's really some new energy that kind of been coming out for the last couple of months. And I wanted to talk about that. And in addition to that, if you've had a baby lotus reading or a glowing lotus reading, I'm going to start to do something for the parents. And right now, I just want to kind of put this message out there. It's for all the parents. And if I didn't have enough things to do, this is something Spirit really has put on my heart. And as a parent, I think this is very important. I'm going to start hosting calls once a quarter. Once a quarter. So I'll do this once a quarter, which is about every 4 months or 5 months. We'll do that. It's going to be for all the parents who have baby lotus readings. we're going to do a call, and we're going to cover some real magical and special things to really just help support our children and really support our babies and also ourselves, share best practices and all of those wonderful things. So any parent who or gatekeeper who is interested, who has had a baby lotus reading or glowing lotus reading, email me question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Do that. And then for my older children, I'm also going to do a call once a quarter for them. And that's primarily going to be them, the young teenagers, that's going to be on the call as well, too, and doing some work with them. And probably initially we'll start out with the parents, but really I really want them, the glowing lotuses, to take over. Baby Blue will be on the call, and some of you who have had these glowing lotus readings, your children can be on the call. And if you're interested and you have teenagers or kids who are over the age of 8 and would like to participate, reach out and let me know, because I really want the parents to really kind of help lead this as well. So that's going to be really, really good. So big ups to everyone in the chat room. I see you guys filling up in there. Can you guys hear me nice and clear? We'll do a sound check in the chat room right there as we keep going, because we're about to get into the share here. I see you guys. Beautiful. So next, what we're going to talk about is, the Know Your Magic deck. The Know Your Magic deck has gone around the world and back again. So I just want to send out love to everybody who has their deck. And I just love you guys' feedback on the deck. As you know, that there were other brothers and sisters who work with me on that particular deck. And it was something that Spirit kind of gave to me. And really, I just, you know, followed that voice within. Followed and listened to that. And listen to that, and it manifested into something beyond what I could even begin to imagine. So just amazing. So I'm so glad that, and I see you guys who got your decks. Don't forget to go over www.ms, ms. You guys are funny. msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S. And I see you guys, Red Sun, LeBlue, you guys, Boo, Icy Hot, all of you guys talking about you're working with your cards every single day. And I hear those stories every day. You guys are working with your cards. You got your cards. You're working with your cards. And that's what's up. For those of you who don't have the cards but you're interested, you can actually go over to the website as well, and you can purchase the cards and have them very quickly. So, also, what you get with the cards, you're going to get the list of a channel, of all the channels. I remember at first I wasn't going to give that out, but I decided to give it out. So you're going to get a list of the channels, all of the channels for all 44 cards that I got. And you'll get my channels that I got from there to really kind of help guide you so you can begin to work with the deck and get it. Everyone who's touched this deck has told me how powerful the energy is and they could feel it. I've even talked to Brother Bobby Hemed and his queen Linda, and they was just telling me that just how amazed they were with everything in the deck and how well it was put together, and they're working with it. And Linda just really just gave some beautiful, beautiful things about the deck. She shared that with me as well. So get the deck, you guys. Get the deck. If you haven't got the deck, it's on the way. It's on the way and doing some very big things. You also get a one-hour tutorial that I have done to go through the deck. It's going to tell you some things that you can do, make some suggestions, and also I'm going to give you some spreads that's in the deck, and periodically I'm going to be updating that because we're going to do some ancestor spreads. We're going to do all kinds of spreads, baby lotus spreads, glowing lotus spreads. So remember, this is a deck. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, you can work with this deck. Children as young as 7 and 8 year old, their parents are telling me it's working with the deck. Do yourself a favor, because you're going to want to hold on to your deck. Get them a deck. If you have a husband, get him a deck. Don't keep pulling spreads for him. Get him a deck. If your wife wants a deck, get her a deck. You know, if you have a friend, if you have children, get a deck. some people were saying that they're ordering two decks because they want to have one that they carry and one that they keep at home. I keep a deck with me. So, yes, the prosperity spread. Yes, thank you for that, Red Sun. I give you guys a prosperity spread. I give you a love spread, for a sacred union spread. I put all of that in the hour tutorial. And Sandra is saying that her son is 14 years old and he pulls a card every day. Yes, he needs a deck. Get him a deck. Get him a deck. Yes, you want to get them a deck, you guys. So know that the decks are on their way. You want to get make sure that everybody has a deck. And I'm going to tell you guys the truth. My goal, I feel like everybody on the planet needs that deck. They really do. I put everything that I had into that, along with everyone who worked with me. And that was sort of our intention. It came from pure love, pure heart, pure spirit. And we put it all into the deck, every single ounce of it, no holes bar, it's there. Now, I'll say this about the deck, and then we're going to move on to other things. But one of the things that I was able to see is that this deck really created its own realm. You know how we talk about the different layers of consciousness? This has its own energy space, where it's its own energy realm that is there. And so for everyone who has touched the deck and worked with the deck, that energy has gone into the collective consciousness. That's where it is. So when you're pulling a card from there, that energy, that vibration that you're feeling, that connection, not only is it on a micro level as it's connecting with you, but you're also connecting on a macro level too. So the macro, I meant to the macro and the micro level. So this is something that really goes into the collective unconscious. We talk about that a lot. And this is really sending ripples all throughout the universe. So I'm just going to do a quick roll call. And this isn't even everybody. I mean, me and Sister Manya went through this list and we kind of not lost track, but thank goodness everything is being tracked, but we were able to see. So as of right now, and if you don't see your country on here and you want to be out there representing, you can represent too. We have Canada, Brazil, Japan, several different parts of Africa, China, Amsterdam, Italy, and Korea. And I've learned a little bit of that. Kamsahamnida. Yeah. I think I'm saying it right. And then Siyang Heng. I may not be saying it right. That means thank you, but Kamsahamnida. That's the greeting. So know that the deck is really kind of covering all different parts of the globe and different parts of the world. And so just amazing. Just simply amazing, you guys. So you want to make sure that you're out there and you want to make sure that you're getting your deck. It's something that you can begin to work with. Griffin's laughing at me. Yeah, I know, Griffin, right. That's funny. It's something that you can begin to work with, and you can actually begin to work with it right now. You can work with it as soon as you get the deck. There really is no learning curves like it is when you're working with some of the other systems, such as the tarot cards. It really isn't. You can begin to connect with this. This is activating your psychic muscles. And by the way, you guys, so many of you have purchased your deck. I want you, this is very important, I want you to go over to the website and leave a comment. Now, here's the thing. I know when you initially look at this, and this is something that Kalimar kind of set the bar on this. When you initially look at it, it looks like you have to have Facebook to log in, but not so. You can log in under Hotmail. You can log in under AOL, and you can log in under Yahoo. So you can log in if you don't have Facebook or that's something you're not choosing to do, but you have other accounts, you can actually still log in and you can leave a message there. Let me tell you why this is important. Because we're here to really be that reflection for each other, especially when it comes to those things that begin to raise our vibration. It's important to leave those things. If something happens with your deck, I want that to be a place, because we have created sort of this vibrational energy out in the universe that you can go over there and leave a message. This is where I want it. It's not just to leave, where the deck is great. I think that's beautiful. But if you've done something with the deck and you've been getting into your magic with that, I want you to go over there and leave that. Share that with other people. It's definitely going to help them on their path and their journeys too. I know you guys have got the 1 hour audio, and I'm going to be sending out more things. So let's keep the reflections going over on that page. That's important. Keep it going. You know, myself and the sister Pure Feminine Energy, who worked on the artwork, she goes over there all the time. I go over there all the time, and we're just conversing with people back there. So put those things over there. If you've discovered something that's very unique, or you think it's unique and you it's unique to you and you want to share it, that's a place you can also share that. Share it there. Why not? We're here to do that for each other. So a beautiful place over there. Okay, so now let's get to the good stuff. Let's get to some more good stuff. I am so glad to be here with you guys. I am so glad. It's Friday night, and we're live in the remix. And what more can we say, huh? What more can we say? It's Friday night. We're here. So, All right, you guys, we're going to be talking about the supermoon and the divine goddess. So I got a little story I'm going to tell you as we get ready to get into this as well. And it's going to make more sense to you guys. I know everyone knows about the supermoon that's coming. Last time we had a supermoon, I did a show on that. And I really kind of went in depth and talked about all of this. Like, what is this big hype of this supermoon? You know, because the last time we had the supermoon, everybody was saying, this is the first time in blah, 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 blah. Many, many years we've had a supermoon. Well, not so much. But there is something very different about the supermoon that is happening right now at this particular time. The supermoon that's happening right now, that's getting ready to go on, which will be tomorrow. The supermoon is going to be tomorrow. Actually, I think if you're Eastern time, it's something like 11:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You should be able to see that for most of the Western Hemisphere and in other parts of the world, wherever you guys are, you'll be able to see it. It's going to be undoubtedly, you're going to see it, okay? What's happening with this supermoon? This moon is going to be so close to the planet, it's going to literally look like you can reach out and touch it. And by some states, you will be able to reach out and touch it. So you will be able to reach out and touch it. The moon is going to be coming very, very close, that inner reflection to the planet. So what does that mean for you? Let's talk about it in the woo-woo sense of the way, because that's how we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it's from that particular from that particular point of view. It's going to be very close to the planet. Here's a couple of things. Let me save that, because we have the meditation coming, which will go into some of that. By the way, if you don't have something to write, wait, grab yourself a piece of paper and a pen and bring that very close, because you will be doing some writing. You know, I love to give out homework. Those of you who've had sessions with me, you know, I love that. I love doing stuff. I do so much, and I love it. It's been so helpful for me. So know that I'm passing on to you guys those things that are been helpful for me. So I'm passing it on to you guys. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get out a piece of paper and something to write with as well, because you'll need that as well. So the supermoon is going to be tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow. Now, some of the things I want you to think about. You know that song, Feelings? And I'm not the singer, so I'm not going to really try to sing the song, but you know where it goes, whoa, I'll feel. It's all about feelings, all about emotions. And many of you have already been feeling this energy coming upon you for this week, the week before this week, those of us who are very, very in tune to the planet. No, I'm not going to sing. I'm not a singer, you guys. I wish I could sing, because I'd be somewhere up singing, but I can't. So anyway. So now, this is about your feelings, and it's about your emotions. It really is about getting in touch with your authentic self. We talk about the authentic self a lot. We talk about it a lot. We just did the show about the genius. And the reason I brought that show up is because I knew that this energy was coming important up for us. And we needed to know how to be able to find the genius. And by the way, I want you to think about this, because this has a lot to do with this energy. When we're talking about the genius really is a combination between your higher self and your conscious mind. It's being able to take those things that you receive from your higher self and translate them through the left hemisphere. So in a sense, when you're working with the genius, you're working with both hemispheres simultaneously. And here's the thing, you're conscious the whole time. You're not like the song Drake. You're not in and out of consciousness, but in a sense you are. You're going to be in and out of consciousness and bring it all together. And that's going to be the outcome. What comes out of that is the genius. That's how you find the real genius. So the genius is more than just the higher self. The genius is the higher self and the intellect, the conscious mind coming together. This is the genius coming together. These two, that forms the genius. So now that we know how to form the genius, we got the supermoon coming. The supermoon is one of these things that we've been talking about last year, we've been talking about this year, and for some points in case, the Brother Bobby Hymn had been talking about it for over 20 years, and many, many other scholars and brothers and sisters who speak, Brother Panic and many other, that more than ever, this was something we closed the year out with, that I left you guys with. You're going to be called to bring your authentic self to the forefront. This supermoon is a perfect time for you to step into your light a little bit further. So you're stepping more into your purpose. So tonight what we're going to be focusing on, because this energy coupled by Venus, let's talk about Venus and the uniqueness of this particular supermoon. This particular supermoon is really beginning to line itself up. This is the star of, you know, this is the energy that they're calling at 2012, when we talk about some of these prophecies of when all of these planets begin to line themselves up in a precession. So Venus is really getting into a position that Venus has not been in for quite a long time. A very, very long time. Mm-hmm. A very, very long time. This is going to begin to get into place here. Okay? So Venus is getting itself into its position. Now, the particular time or this energy that we're coming into, it has a lot to do with the Taurus energy. And Taurus energy is very grounding. It has a lot to do with grounding energy. So I want you to think about this. Taurus energy is very grounding. And Taurus also rules the throat chakra. It's about expression. It's about expression. It's about really speaking sort of your authentic truth, or speaking those things that are coming to you in a very, very real and authentic way. You want to make sure that you're very balanced when you do this, so that the things that you're speaking, those things that you're expressing, are coming from your true self. It's coming more from the genius in you than it is just from sort of your conscious mind, your everyday mind. And so that energy now, why it's going to be so powerful, is that it's going to be mixed with that energy of Venus. And of course, come on, you guys, you know Venus is all about love. That's what Venus is about. Venus is all about love. So coming from that place of your heart, coming from that pure place of your heart, this is about using more than just your five senses. It's about more than using your sixth sense. It's about you tapping into that divine energy of the genius, or coming from what we call the divine goddess. because everybody has that divine goddess within us, both masculine and feminine. We're talking about this energy. And so when Venus is coming on the scene, and what Venus is doing, she's mixing this shit up in ways it ain't never been mixed up before. Venus is mixing this up, okay? Venus is mixing it up. So those of you who have been feeling the love, and love is all around you, and these things of matters of the heart are coming out, it's because of this love energy. It's because of this mixing this up, you see. It's because of mixing this energy up. Yes, we have a lot of names for this energy. So this is a time that is all about truth. It's about beauty, it's about balance, it's about creativity, and most importantly, it's about activation, okay? So tonight, we're going to be talking about Venus. We're going to be talking about Venus in a very, very cool way, looking at Venus, looking at that energy of Venus, by the way, which is connected on the day Friday. By the way, for those of you who had God Goddess readings as well, too, it's connected with me, Blue, as well, too. So you guys know that. So this is even one of the reasons why the show was on Friday, okay, because this is a lot in my authentic template energy. So Friday is a great day for me, you know, and a great day for you guys. So we're going to dance a little bit. We're going to do that. And then when we come back, we're going to get ready to get into a meditation so we can really get down to doing some work. And actually, this is some work that is, I just lost my little paper. This is some work that those of you who know about the Kundalini Lab, and oh yes, it's coming up. The Kundalini Lab is coming up. It's already open. Some of you guys have been in the Kundalini Lab, but it's really about those things coming out of the Kundalini Lab, which is very hot, you know, meaning as in the heat, the Kundalini, that's what gets everything going. It's about wealthy, about being wealthy, about being real wealthy, and about real alchemy. That's what the Kundalini Lab is. So we're going to be doing an exercise about that as well, too. We're going to be doing an exercise about that. And, yes, I talk about that coming back for the School of Love. Yes, and some of us have. I know I came back for the School of Love. We'll have to talk about that one day. If we have time, we'll get into it tonight. But here we go. We're going to dance a little bit, because I think it's important that we move ourselves around. And begin to get into it. So let's see here. We're going to play some music here, and we're just going to... Let's see, we're going to get into it tonight, you guys. We're going to be doing it remix style here tonight. And let's see, we're going to do it remix style. And, you know, I don't know. We're going to hear Lil Baby Blue first. Let's do that. Let's hear Lil Baby Blue. Let's do that. We'll put Baby Blue in there. And then we'll keep it going. We'll definitely keep it going. Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful night tonight, you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, everyone. Here we go. We're going to... put Baby Blue on. If we can find Baby Blue, where is? Oh, there she is, right there.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, so here we go. Let's see, you guys. Let's see what we're going to do. Everybody, go ahead, get themselves, stand up wherever you are. Yeah, stand up. If you're driving, of course, you can't stand up. But for the rest of you, I want you to stand up. And we're going to play this song. And I'll tell you, I didn't have anything premeditated. I didn't have anything already planned for a song tonight. I really just kind of wanted to work with spirit a whole bunch and just really let that energy flow through. Tonight we're going to be talking about being our authentic self. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. So tonight we're going to be talking about the supermoon a little bit more. We're going to be talking about the divine goddess. We'll be doing some rituals. And we're going to be talking about the Black Venus and codes for activation, the supermoon, what can you do with it, and so much more. So here we go. Here we are in this space and in this place, the remix, and we're just gonna do it like no other, like wherever, what other place could you be doing it?
Power.
right, everyone. That was Michael Jackson, of course. And Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. And definitely, as it was said in the room here over on the remix, that's true. So much for the energy that is upon us at this particular time. It is about us not stopping. Not stopping till we get enough. So welcome to the remix, everyone. Peace and greetings. Good to see you guys in the house tonight as we continue right here. We're going to be doing some tweeting tonight because I love that. And you guys love it too. And so we're going to talk about this energy that is here too. We're going to talk about it. And so what I want you guys to do is we're going to use the hashtag tonight. The hashtag for tonight is going to be, drum roll please, hashtag is going to be MS, as in Miss, Blue, B-L-U-E, Moon, M-O-O-N, hashtag Miss Blue Moon. Love it. There we go. That's going to be the hashtag for tonight, you guys. So we'll have some things that we're going to be tweeting on here in just a moment. And if you don't know what the hashtag is, that's the pound sign. You're just going to hit the pound sign, MS Blue Moon, and love it. There you go. That's going to be the hashtag, and you can do that. And you can begin to tweet right there. So let's keep going. Pound sign, MS Blue Moon. There we go. Miss Blue and then Moon. There we go. All right, you guys got it. I know you do. So as we were talking about the moon and the moon being very, very close to the planet, and that's actually going to start tomorrow around 11:35, it's sort of predicted Eastern Standard Time, PM. And then right after that, you'll see it stay, if you're able to see it at that time and you're in the Western Hemisphere, you know, you want to stay there for a little bit. And you want to begin to watch it because you'll see it sort of transforming itself right before your eyes. Some powerful energy that's there, and we're going to talk about that as well. I want us to focus on a little bit of this energy of Venus, the divine feminine energy, and talk about what that really means when we talk about the divine feminine. When we're talking about the divine feminine, of course, this is the energy that lives within each and every single one of us. Whether you're a male or whether you're female, you have both masculine and feminine energies within you. Those energies live within all of us. And this is the time that really, when Venus is coming on the scene, really has a lot to do with this particular energy. So when we're talking about the divine feminine, or we're talking about the Venus energy, we're also talking about that energy of Isis, or the goddess Aset in her ancient Kemetic name. Aset, we're talking about her, the mother and the child. We're also talking about the Black Venus, and we're also talking about the Black Madonna. Now, a couple of days ago, what actually happened to me is that I was researching some information and looking up, cross-referencing some things on the internet. I actually was reading some things in a book, and then I started to cross-reference them on the internet. And once I started to cross-reference them on the internet, it actually took me to a place that I didn't think about. And it actually brought up a memory within me that I never forgot, but I didn't recognize the connection. You know how it is that, particularly now that we're in this particular time and things are happening so often, sometimes there are experiences that we kind of push to the side. We don't throw them away because they've really helped us on our path and journey, but we've kind of pushed them to the side a little bit. It's not something that we're constantly thinking about every single day. And I certainly did not recognize a lot of the signs and symbols back at this particular time because I was a teenager when this was happening. So anyway, so I began to take a look at some of these things and doing some research, and I came across the Black Madonna, some energy with the Black Madonna. Once I came across that energy with the Black Madonna, I began to do some more research on the Black Madonna and really just kind of looking at some of the places where she traveled from and where she's been and where she was. And one of the first places that popped up for me was Czechoslovakia. And Czechoslovakia, which is interesting enough, is one of the places where the Black Madonna was. Now, I'm not going to go into this whole story, but I think you guys have heard me tell you the story about that I've been kidnapped twice in my life. Well, one of the places that I actually was kidnapped at, and oh my God, I can't believe I'm telling this on the remix. We know that we're moving into this place. But one of the places that I actually was kidnapped and taken to, one, and this would have been before, this would have been before the wall came down. So this is still when it still was a communist country, and sort of these type of things were going on. And the place that we were taken at the time of this particular kidnapping was Prague. Was actually Prague. We were taken to Prague. And that memory just kept popping in my head, the Black Madonna, Prague. Well, later in life, because I was a young teenager when that happened, I wanted to really kind of face this fear. And somebody asked me who I was kidnapped. Oh, that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother show. And tonight we don't even have enough time. And the who, what, where, and why, we don't have enough time. But I will tell you the overall divine message that happened. The overall divine message that happened is that I was in Prague at the time. No, I didn't get a chance to go sightseeing when I was there, when I was kidnapped. But I actually went back, and actually my parents, we went back, and we went on a trip there later in life because I wanted to get over this fear of not being in a place where something sort of that could have been, that was so traumatic at the time. At the time of the second kidnapping, I was 13. So, and this is a joke that I tell people is that, yeah, you know, sometimes when people have to guess things about you, you know, at work you play those games and you have to tell two truths and a lie. They never guess that the one of my truths is that I've been kidnapped twice in my life and lived to tell about it. But anyway, I was 13 at the second time, around 13 at the second kidnapping. And this was the one where I was taken to Czechoslovakia in Prague. And when I went back to visit and just to walk around in the place, to walk around in the city, it's a very beautiful city there. I don't know if any of you had the opportunity to ever be in the Czech Republic or to be in Prague, but it's a beautiful place. But walked around and there was a building and this woman was pointing at this building, and on the side of a building, it was the Black Madonna in a gold cage. Now, I didn't realize how symbolic that was at the time that it actually happened. But I actually have the picture that we took pictures, because we took pictures of the place there. We stayed a couple of nights. We took the pictures there. But I seen the Black Madonna there holding the child. And they had her in sort of this cage there. It was a golden cage she was in on the side of the building. I didn't know who she was at that time or even the significance of that energy, but she was in a golden cage. And so just the other day when I was going through this, it began to dawn on me that that cage, she was being held in that golden cage, much like the golden cage, or when I went through my kidnapping. So, a big revelation. I mean, I'm pretty much over it in my life. Some would say, no, you're not. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's one of those things that is in my path and in my journey that really just helped me to begin to come into my consciousness. And we all have our stories about what has helped us get to this particular place in our life that where we are. And all of them, as you begin to move further and further on your journey, it really helps to solidify you in your purpose. And also to help you understand your path, also help you understand where you are at this particular moment, and also show you where you're going in the future, you know. So when that image came up for me, more than just this issue with myself, I recognized that this had a lot to do with this Venus energy that's here right now. That this particular Venus energy here. So it instantly reminded me, and I talked to Brother Bobby about this today and also his Queen Linda, that how many of you have the picture packet by Brother Bobby Hemmett? I have the picture packet. And when Brother Bobby Hemmett first got the picture packet and I got it, the image that started speaking to me literally as I was opening it up was the Black Venus. She started talking to me right away, boom, right away. And I talked about it on the show. She just started talking to me instantly, like just wow. She just started talking. We communicated. It was so much going on at that particular time. If you don't have the picture packet, you want to get it. You do. You want to get it. You want to contact Brother Bobby Hemmett. I'll give you his number. We're going to talk about some more things a little later. His phone number is 678-358-1055. So that's how you can get it. And these aren't just any pictures. And Brother Bobby Hemmett actually came on a show on the Remix and he talked about it. These are pictures that he's carried around for him for years. Years, and he's worked with the energy of these goddesses and gods for years, and angels and everything in there. So they're nice and charged up. And boy, are they charged up. They're charged. They are charged up. So now, this energy of Venus, which is the same template energy, we're talking about the planet, but we're talking about the energy. And with this lineup that is coming at this particular time, this divine lineup that's coming up with this energy, and this is why you're going to hear all the hoopla that's coming out of all of the science worlds and all the hoopla coming out of the metaphysical world. We're going to talk about some real things that you can begin to do right now in this moment to begin to help continuously keeping this flow, keeping this energy moving through you, this energy of Venus, coupled by what's going on with the supermoon. And then also we have some major energy coming up on the 20th, which has a lot to do with the eclipse. And this energy is going to keep rolling, rolling, mixing, shaking, bumping, grinding, all the way up until 2013 and beyond. So know that this is a great time to start getting yourself into alignment. It is never too late to do that. And if you're already in alignment, to keep moving with the force. Don't stop until you get enough. Literally, don't stop. Literally, don't stop. Ah, beautiful. So now, this energy with Venus is all about truth. It is also about balance. It is about beauty. It's about creativity. And it's also about activation. It's just about mixing up this energy. It's time for all of this energy to just keep moving through you and mixing with you. Now, here's what we have to do. Before we start to do our work, it's important, and I believe in this wholeheartedly, and it's not a one-time deal. It's not a one-shot, one-kill. You know how we say that, one-shot, one-kill? It's not that. Know that things that we came back to do, know that things that we're working to get over, it really takes work to do that. And it doesn't mean that just because you do something one day, you work with a magical statement today, that it's gone forever. This is really going to be about continuous work. And you're going to be working with it sometimes in compartments. You know, sometimes you're going to work with it in compartments. Sometimes it may come up this year, but not next year. You know, things may have happened to you yesterday and this day. Certain things may begin to bring these things up. So now, this is the same thing with this. This is about recreating this energy here. This is about recreating this energy with you. This is about recreating this energy. So now, here's what I want you guys to do. We're going to go into a meditation. It's going to be a very slight meditation, but once we come out of the meditation, I want you to begin to journal. This is why it's important to have you a piece of paper and to begin to write and put some things down. And put some things down on a piece of paper to begin to get yourself into this energy. For some of us, this is going to be instantly. Instantly, we'll be able to, all of these things come to you. And for some of us, we may have to write it down and keep it for a little longer. So I want you to sit up nice and straight, get yourself comfortable. We're going to go into the meditation. This meditation, I'm going to tell you everything about this meditation, what you need to do in this meditation. We're going to talk about it afterwards. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 646-652-2711 is the number to call as we continue to talk about the supermoon and the divine goddess. All right, so we're not done yet. We haven't even really begun to get started. You're live in the remix, everybody. So we're going to go down. Let me kind of move some things around here and begin to hear. So I want you to get yourself nice and comfortable. Sit up nice and straight in your chair. And if you have something to write with, keep it close by. Hush the babies. Turn down the music. Put the dog and the cat out. Uncross your legs. Take off anything, sisters, that may be binding you. Brothers, you may want to loosen your pants a little bit if it's a little too tight for you, you know. Take your shoes off and wiggle your toes around as well. Mute the playoffs if you're watching the playoffs. Put the drink down. Put the drink down, everyone. Y'all are too much, for real. Y'all are too much. I see everybody over here on Twitter. Thank you, guys. You're on Twitter. Don't forget, that is pound Miss Blue, MS Blue Moon. So let's get ready. Let's get ready to get into this. Yes, put the drink down. Put the drink down just for a moment. Hold the panic pack just for a moment. You know, put it in the ashtray for a moment. Hold the panic pack. If you got that, I want you to hold that. And we're going to do this meditation. It's pretty short. And then we're going to just get into it. So here we go. I'll see you guys on the other side because I'm going to do it as well. All right. Let's start out by sitting very comfortably in a chair. That's it. Just get very relaxed. And just sit back and begin to close your eyes. That's it. Close your eyes and relax. So now, I want you to take a very, very deep breath and inhale. Inhale, nice and deep. That's it. Excellent. And now begin to release it very slowly. Very slowly exhale. That's it. Now, with every breath that you take, I want you to begin to connect with that divine feminine energy that lives within each and every single one of us. And you're going to be connecting with that part of you that is your wisdom. the wisdom that lives within you. So, keep inhaling and exhaling. Excellent. Now, as you begin to exhale, I want you to begin to ask your inner being for the strength to let go of any attachments to memories or emotions that has caused you pain. So inhale. And then begin to exhale and connect with that higher part of yourself, the wisdom that lives within each and every single one of us. And then really begin to ask for the strength to let go of any attachments to memories and emotions that has caused only pain. And then, once you've done that, I want you to begin to ask yourself these questions. What memory or feeling that I must let go of so I can begin to move my entire being towards the light of my higher purpose? So think about it. What is it that you must let go? Is it something that may have happened today, or something that may have happened when you were a child, or maybe something that you don't even really recall a lot of memory to? What is it that you must let go? What emotions that has caused you pain that it's time for you to release that and let that go? I want you to do that right now. And as you do that, see the light coming into your physical being, because you connect with this light through your heart. This is where you find your true, authentic self. Excellent. So keep breathing nice and slow. That's it. In and out, in and out. Excellent. And so now, here's the next question. Who would I be without it? Who would you be without this memory that caused you pain? Who would you be without these emotions that caused you pain? I want you to begin to feel that energy, know that energy, and begin to move yourself into that place. Who would you be? At this very moment, who would you be if you did not have these things? If you didn't have this pain, who would you be? If you didn't have the physical pain in your body, if you did not have this emotional pain, if you did not have memories of pain, who would you be at this moment? Begin to think about it. Who would you be without it? Now, when you're ready, I want you to step into the light, and I want you to begin to bring that true, authentic part of yourself forward. Come out of the shadow. Come out of the darkness. Come out of that, and step straight into the light. Excellent. Hold that feeling. Hold that memory of who you would be without the pain, without the emotions that cause pain. Hold this true, authentic part of yourself. And when you're ready, I want you to open your eyes and begin to record, write down everything that has been revealed to you with your divine wisdom. Hot, wealthy, and real alchemy from the Kundalini Lab. All right, everyone, I want you to take some time right now, and I want you to begin to do that reflection right now, because it's important while you've brought the energy up to think about who would you be. Take some time and write who you would be. And now I want you to write who you are. And so we're going to put on a little bit of giving us some good vibrations in the background as we continue to journal our thoughts. Then we're going to take some calls, take some questions, keep moving, and keep talking about this energy of the divine goddess and the supermoon right here on The Remix.
I'm a mind magician. I practice my mind on you magicians who condition your minds by keeping your thoughts conditioned.
that's what we want to hear. We want to hear a little bit of this. Everyone. So now, after the meditation, I've been kind of conversing with you guys back and forth in the chat room, as well as some of you who've been PMing me, and also some of you who are on pound sign as well, Miss Blue Moon there. So I want you to press 1 if you're on the phone lines and you want to share. We went through the meditation to really do the part of releasing, because that's always good to do. Sometimes it's not just a one-time deal. Sometimes we're so hard on ourselves and we think that if we read something once or someone told us something once or we went through an experience one time that we should just get it and that should be the end of the story right there. And that's not always the case. You know, sometimes we have to begin to keep working at those things to remove this energy. And certain things bring up different parts of different emotions and different memories that maybe at one particular time in our life it didn't bother us. But there are certain things that really cause this energy to come online. When that happens, this is the perfect opportunity that spirit is letting you know that it's a great time to release it. So remember that whenever energy comes up, and you're face-to-face with it, those memories that come up, that this is the perfect time that spirit is saying, now is the time that you can release it. You can begin to stop what you're doing. Stop. We talked about this. Take a deep breath. Think about where you are, and then release it. For those of you who have the Know Your Magic deck, which is call letters or KYM, which stands for Kim deck, as in Kim meaning black, as in Kim meaning Kemet, meaning that which we all came from, that ancient knowledge, because that's what went into that deck. When you have your Kim deck and you're working with it, pull a card and focus on that card. Begin to take that card with you into meditation. This will be your releasal point. This will be the portal that you can release it with. You know, whenever the card number 1 comes up, that's the Know Your Magic card. That means for you to stop, meditate at that particular time, do some reflection. So I want to know, here's what I want to know. I want to know your experience with the meditation. And then I want you to leave us, because we're talking about those things of rising. I want you to leave me when you're calling in to share this experience. Who are you now? And for those of you who are over on Twitter, you just hit the pound sign, MS Blue Moon, and I want you to tell me, who are you now? Who are you now? Because it took a lot for you to get to this place. I've shared my personal story with you. I don't think I've ever went that in depth with you guys here on the remix about the kidnapping. But again, this memory came up for me now because it's still another part of that that I can begin to release from myself. So I want you guys to tell me, who are you now that you begin to release this memory that came up for you? So we're going to go to the phone lines right now. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And we're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 215. 215, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Gina.
Okay, greetings. Who's on the Okay, who's on the line?
Baina.
Okay, greetings to you. So you want to share with us during the meditation what came up and who are you now?
I feel more free at this point in my life than at any point in my life prior to this moment.
Beautiful.
Every description you spoke of as far as the Black Venus, Miss Venus, the love energy, I kept saying in my mind, or actually a voice kept yelling out, no, that's me. And then when you spoke, Miss Blue, up the name for it, my own name kept yelling in my own head. In other words, my name kept reverberating in my head. So I didn't expect to, I wanted to ask a different question, but I'm on the spot now. So, yes, I'm free now, Miss Blue, free to add to this collective consciousness to bring us to this point of enlightenment. Everything and anything 2012 may bring for us is going to be positively impacted by me, and I know that.
Beautiful. I love that so much. Thank you so much for your honesty there and really just bringing your authentic self. I pulled a card for you from the Kim deck. And guess what card came up? Card number 28, which is Sacred Union. Yeah.
Really?
So this is about desires. Yes, it's about partnership and it's about pure love. And so you're really stepping into that energy. So this, the card that I'm going to be pulling for you guys tonight has a lot to deal with who you are now, now after doing this release. So this is about Spirit just sending you that message to keep working the way that you are, because this reminds you of the importance of partnership. And you just talked about all of us being a part of this, not just yourself. You shared your moment, but you said all of us. And so sacred unions, it's really Spirit saying that it's time to realize that all relationships are really about you. And what did you say? You said, I felt you were saying that was me. That was me. So all relationships are about you. And so know that each union, this is an opportunity for growth for you. And this is the time that you can begin to ask yourself, and just take a look, and anyone else out there who may be feeling the same thing this amazing sister is feeling, ask yourself, are you giving your energy away? Or is this relationship giving, or you're taking energy? Which one is it? Because the energy is really about giving and also taking. It's about the give and the receive, you know, the ebb and the flow that we talk about, just like the heart beats the blood in and it flows out. So, you know, recognizing that equal balance is about giving and receiving energy. So I wish you nothing but love. That is so beautiful and profound. And thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Email us and definitely come back and let us know how that's going. Peace and love to you. All right. Hold the line. Oh, that was great. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, this y'all's boy, no thing, calling out of Roanoke, Virginia. How you doing, bro?
I am wonderful, Nothing. How are you?
I'm doing good over here, and I'm feeling that. Hey, first I want to say what up, you know what I'm saying, what's cracking to the Remix fam. I ain't online right now. I'm just listening on the phone line, but I just want to say what's up to everybody.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. And you want to tell us after you did the meditation, who are you?
Oh, okay. Who I would be without the emotions and thoughts that caused me pain. I would be free from mental bondage and pain that kept me locked up, where my mind is the prison and my thoughts and emotions are my slave masters. But now I see I am not that. Now I see my thoughts and my emotions are my friends, and I thank them for helping me find myself. By taking the time to look and embrace and let it go, I see I am not that. I am that I am, pure, spacious, and at peace with self.
Ah, that's beautiful. I'm glad that you took the time to write it down. Wow. You get an A.
That was a nice meditation, though, Ms. Bluff. That was a nice meditation.
Oh, thank you. It was all from Divine Spirit. I did it 3 minutes before the show. Literally 3 minutes before the show. Talk about Trinity energy. And I asked the goddess Offset to help me, the Black Venus and the Black Madonna, and all three of them came to help me. I have my picture packet here with all of their pictures in it, and I just have them laid out. And I said, y'all are going to have to help me with this, and they did. So thank you for recognizing that. I pulled a card for you, too, from the Kim deck. And the card that came up, and this has been coming up for you a lot, is the card number 35, which is all about joy. Joy. And it really is about abundance as well, too. It's about life and joyful activities. And whenever this card comes up, what Spirit is saying, prosperity is all around you. So now it's time to claim it and celebrate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, well, Ms. Lou, I just want to say thank you for all that you do. You know what I'm saying? Keep being true. That's all I got to say.
Oh, well, you too. And let us know how it goes. We always love to hear our boy No Thang call in. And let us know what's going on.
I'm going to keep on listening. Y'all do y'all thing. Peace.
All right. Peace and love to you, No Thang. All right. We're going to keep moving through this. I see you guys with your hands up, and then we're going to talk about some ritual work that we can get into, and then we'll go back to the phone lines. So stay where you are. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 610. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Shalonda calling out of Pennsylvania.
Okay. Greetings to you, Shalonda. How are you?
I'm well. I just wanted to give you a short little update. When you put on Michael Jackson, Malia woke up out of her room, came and started
dancing. Oh, did she?
Went back to bed.
So. Oh, how beautiful. She's
like,
oh, that's my time.
Yeah. So let me get busy real quick.
Oh, wow. Okay. So now tell us from the meditation, who would you be if you could let go of those things, and then who you are now in this moment. Yes.
I wrote down if I step out of the darkness, I would be free, peace, joyful, and I would have all that I desire because I would trust that I deserve it. And then I said, I am now a divine manifester, source, universal energy, and a human entrapment. At this time, I am being reintroduced to my true self, loving the journey of self-love and wisdom. I am a mother, a friend, a daughter, and a soon-to-be courted priestess.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. That's beautiful. I pulled the card for you, and the card that came up for you, Shalonda, is card number 43 in the Kim deck, and that is the third eye. And this is really about inner guidance. It's about light and also positive consciousness. Whenever this particular energy comes up, what Spirit is saying for you at this time is for you to begin to trust your own intuition. And it sounds like you're right on that path to do that. And this is a time for you to begin to reflect on your past, what you just did, move forward with wisdom. So that's what you're truly carrying with you. We went in for wisdom tonight, and Spirit is telling you, as you continue on this journey, move forward with wisdom. Use those things of the past to help you as you begin to move forward, because it's going to require you to use your wisdom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful stuff. Definitely let us know how it goes, and we'd love to hear more about it. So peace and love to you.
Oh, Ms. Blue, before I go, I just wanted to add, you had given me for 36 days to write down times that I had to trust myself. That was like a month or so ago.
Yes.
So just to get an update, it did help, because you said it would be like a book of confirmations. And then I got to how many
there
times.
There it is.
Yeah. So
yes.
I did my homework.
You,
I just wanted to let you know.
You did your I promise. I tell you, that is such a powerful exercise. And so I'm so glad. I said this weekend I was going to try to get to everybody to get back caught up on emails. You guys know I do get back to you, but you come here and share those things, especially these powerful stories that can be so helpful for everyone. And we did this. Was this in your sacred session reading we did this with?
I called the show. And I called the show the exercise where you said get a childhood toy, and what I came back with. Yeah,
powerful, even more powerful. Yes, beautiful. Well, so glad to know, because I also give it out in the sacred sessions and the Akashic record reading when needed too. So powerful testimony. Thank you so much for coming forward, and let us know who you are. We love hearing about it. So peace and love over there to you and the baby girl, and tell her to keep doing her thing.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. All right. Peace. Mm-hmm. All right, so next what we're going to do is go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
805, you're live.
Oh,
hello.
Griffin. Hello,
oh,
good night.
Hello, good night. Hey,
hello, good night,
what's
Griffin.
Up?
Oh,
going I'm sorry.
Griffin, tell the whole Remix family where you're calling from.
Yes, hello, good night, Remix. It's Griffin. I'm calling from Jamaica. How's everybody doing?
Okay, oh, you want to do it in your announcer voice?
No, to be honest with you, Ms. Blue, I'm not really feeling that, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
But the thing about it is, this is what I had to call in with this, because okay. It's kind of serious for me, because what I wrote down was I would believe that I deserve to receive good things. And the second thing is I would not be afraid to enjoy a good thing when I have it, because I'm not afraid that it's going to end. Now, during the meditation for me, and I'm a little embarrassed to share this, but what happened was immediately I saw this T-shirt that my mom gave to me when I was around 5 or 6, and it had Jamaica written on it. And it was, I really loved the shirt a lot, because it was the first good T-shirt that I got that I could wear out and go anywhere. So I was really proud of it. And I did something. I must have broken something or did something bad. And the punishment was that she took the shirt from me. For some reason, it's like my feeling right now is like, okay, so this is why I, you know. Right.
Yeah, beautiful. And so, Griffin, and I want you to tell us who you are today, but, you know, interesting enough, you call in a lot of times, and I don't never make you say where you're from. And Spirit just told me to have you say, I'm calling from Jamaica. And sure enough, your shirt and the story was connected with Jamaica. So I just kind of wanted to point that out so you guys can see how Spirit works when you just let it flow. It just comes out very authentic and very real. The card that came up for you, Griffin, was the base chakra. We're going to talk about this in a minute. And the base chakra is card number 38 in the Kim deck. And so the base chakra is this is really about the root chakra. It's about getting back to the basics. It's about human nature. It's about honoring your body, and it's about being very grounded. And so whenever this particular energy is coming up, what Spirit is saying, it's time to reevaluate your foundation. And we know that our mother is the foundation. We're in the month of May. May is connected with Ma, mother energy. Venus, who more than the mother, than the black Venus, than the goddess Offset, than the black Madonna. This is all about mother energy here. And so this is a great time for you to begin to release that energy from yourself when it comes, and really begin to look at your foundation, because this has a lot to do with not only your relationship when it comes to your mother, but also how you feel about being in Jamaica. Even about being in your space where you are. So this is time to really go back to some of those basic things when it comes to releasing these things. So this is a great time with this energy upon us to release that from yourself when it comes to the show.
1-2, Miss Boo, 1-2. And you got me. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Did that make sense to you, Griffin? Yeah.
Yes.
Time to release this, and it's bringing it up so you can begin to do that.
But the thing is,
that.
I really
you know,
thought that I got over a lot of things, but apparently not, you know.
Well, here's really. The thing. You have got over a lot of things, but just like with myself, this is not some one-shot, one-kill. You understand? This is life work. You understand? We're here to do life work. And so these things happen. They come up from many different times. So know that you, when you think about your shirt, something that you put on your physical body, you understand that impacted more than just those words of your mother taking that shirt from you. You understand? It was something that was connected to how you see your physical body. So what comes up with the base chakra is about honoring your body.
Okay.
And reflecting on those things and really just
all
recognizing
right.
the human nature, you know, and grounding.
Right.
So who are
okay.
you now? Who are you now?
Well, I today I have more confidence in myself
yes.
and I'm more free from self-doubt. That's
beautiful,
where,
Griffin.
That's who I am now. Yes. Yes, that's
yes.
Right.
yes, very powerful, brother. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that, Griffin. Me and you get a high five for tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And everybody sharing, not just us. You know they're a little sensitive. Everybody
yeah,
gets a
hello,
high five.
Everybody, yeah, of course. Everybody get a high five and a remix.
All right, Griffin. Peace and love
All
to
right.
you, and thank you so much for calling in. All right, I'm going to check with you guys over on Twitter, #MissBlue, and let's see where you are. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I want to see if you guys are telling me who you are over there. We're going to give some shout-outs in just a moment. I see you guys love the dead presidents there. Yes, there is quite a few, so we're going to read those in just a moment. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. 678, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Avanai. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings to you. You want to tell us about the meditation and who you are?
Yes, I actually, during the meditation, I was releasing some pain and different things that I had gone through before. And when you said who we are, I guess now, without what had happened, it was going to be the same. My answer was going to be the same. And I guess the things that happened have made me more confident. I said that I am a healer. I'm a good mother. I'm a good friend. And it was just really just short. I didn't write like a lot like everybody
right.
else did.
Well, you know, it's our story is different for everybody, so there's no one way to this. Did you do the meditation?
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And so you're saying that these were some of the same things that came up in the meditation? Did anything come up for you?
Yes, I just started to feel, I guess, the power, the affirmation of, I guess, confirmation of who I am and
mm-hmm.
not letting those things in the past hinder me, but actually, I guess, make mm-hmm. me stronger.
Yes, beautiful. And so at this particular moment, would you say that you have released those things and they have made you stronger, or do you think that it really has, it's still kind of with you? What do you think?
I've actually released a couple of things with coming out with talking and getting things out, you know, instead of sweeping things under the
yeah.
rug from what had happened in childhood. So
right,
I've actually
right.
did some confronting, I guess, recently. So
yeah.
I guess, like you said, nothing is not a one-time thing. It's a gradual
right,
thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The reason I wanted to ask you that is because the energy that came up for you right now is the energy. It's actually card number 4 in the Kim deck, and that is get a new story. Get
oh,
a new story.
Okay.
And whenever this energy comes up, it really, really what spirit is saying, this is about actions, it's about
mm-hmm.
thought, and it's about cause and effect. And
mm-hmm.
what spirit is really encouraging you is encouraging you to understand the process of building foundations.
Mm.
And one of the things that you said, you know, one of the things you don't want to do anymore is sort of sweep this under the rug. You know,
mm-hmm.
like in the past, you want to kind of begin to face this, and you have been facing this too. But here's
mm-hmm.
what I want you to do. I want you to continue to think about where you are with the situation, with the pain
mm-hmm.
and with some
mm-hmm.
of the emotion. And
mm-hmm.
just like many of us
mm-hmm.
here, keep working through them. But
mm-hmm.
I want you to really hear the message Spirit is telling you tonight, because you can get some great gems out of this and also save yourself some more pain from it. And that mm-hmm. is get a new story about how you're processing this.
Okay.
Take a look at that foundation. You know what I mean? Take a look at how you're even processing this. And you're going to see a whole nother way that you can tweak even how you're working through this. That's mm-hmm. really going to take you to the next level just that much quicker, that much faster, because you're right there. And when you look mm-hmm. at the image, I don't know if you have the Kim deck, of Get a New Story, it is mm-hmm. this fire, coming out of this fire, and this image walking towards the new green, which the color green, which has a lot to do with the rebirth energy and renewal energy as well, and growth, walking into your place of growth. And so Spirit is saying, think about cause and effect. Think about your thoughts. Think about your actions. Get a new story when it comes to your actions. Get a new story when it comes to your thoughts. And even how you're thinking about this thing of cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, you're there. You're there. Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you so mm-hmm. much for sharing. And keep doing your work. It's beautiful. It is. Mm-hmm. It really is. So thank you so much for sharing. Peace and love to you.
Okay.
Peace and love.
Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful. Oh, that was so beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 985. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what's your story.
Hey, Ms. Blue, this is Fred calling out of Houma, Louisiana.
Okay, greetings to you, Fred.
Hello, what's going
greetings
on, everybody?
You. We're all good, Fred. Tell us who you were. Tell us who you were. Tell us who you would be, and then tell us who you are right now.
I would say that I was a very fearful person. Very fearful. And now I am a person making right of all the wrong and dig to find the truth and clarity. I'm more towards being, and I just feel mm-hmm. one with all things and just free and very transformative.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, I love that. I love that. Did you enjoy the meditation?
Yes, I did. Very much.
You did. Yeah, you want to share some things for you? What was most profound for you in the meditation that you did?
Oh, I just felt like very, very relaxed and at one with everything. It was free.
Beautiful. Free and at one. Beautiful. Well, that's great, because one of the things, I pulled the card for you, of course, from the Kim deck, because we're in this energy of Venus, and we're talking about the supermoon, which is bringing up these things, and really tomorrow will be that opportunity that we can begin to look some of these challenges on head on and really walk out of some of these shadows that we're in and step right into our light. And what came up for you is card number 10 in the deck, which is actually, you know, one, the card number, which in numerology it would be one, which is representative of new beginnings. And this is about feeling, you know, feel your spirit or feeling your spirit. It's about movement. It's about details and discernment. So everything you described here is exactly what came up. And so when this comes up, what Spirit is saying at this time, Fred, is that you're right in sync with the rhythms of life. You're in sync with it. You talked about it. You said, I feel like one. And even through the meditation, you felt like one. So Spirit is confirming that, that you're in sync with it. So now it's time to pay very close attention to details and be observant in all of your agreements of where you decide to sync yourself. So look at those particular things when it comes to friends that you hang around, people that you're conversing with, family. Look and use that discernment. Pay close attention to those details and see where you're syncing yourself in life. Where are you in sync? Where are you choosing to be in sync with? You know? Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. Does that make sense when I say that? Look where you're syncing yourself up at.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, beautiful Fred, thank you so much for calling in. It's good to hear from you. And we'd love to know how it goes. Peace and love to you.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Love.
Love. Oh, that was sweet. Love that. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Make sure you turn your computer speakers down if you have it on. 619?
Yes. This is Crystal. Peace, Miss Blue.
Peace, Crystal. Where are you calling from?
Calling from San Diego.
San Diego. Yes, Crystal, you want to tell us, let's see, I don't want to give you too much. You want to tell us who you would be and who you are.
I would be self-preserving. I actually, the meditation started for me before you even went into the meditation because I was actually kidnapped. And when you started talking about black penis, it brought back that situation because I really haven't revisited it since, you know, it happened. And
right.
So when I got kidnapped, I was carrying a child. And through the experience, I had a miscarriage. And so in the meditation, Spirit is telling me that that loss was was me shedding the old me and stepping into a new being.
Beautiful.
And so right now I'm seeing self-preservation, focusing my energy on the new me, you know, not worrying about who I used to be or the things I used to do, and just stepping into that new place and going to the next level.
Ah, I love that. So profound. Beautiful. You know, I struggled a little bit about whether or not I would tell this story. And I didn't struggle out loud, but I talked to some of those people around me that keep me very, very honest. It's a lot of people who keep me honest. And I actually had that conversation with Brother Bobby Heman, and he said, yeah, you should tell that story about being kidnapped, you know. I've talked about it on the show before, but not as in-depth as this. So I'm very thankful that our reflections, everyone's here, could help bring you into that light for this. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah, I love that. Let me tell you what card came up for you. And that's really good because I really asked all of those goddesses. I kid you guys not. I did. That's why I was late to the show. I'm looking at the board. I see like hundreds of people on the phone lines. The chat room's not open, and I'm recording the meditation. Seriously, I have the Black Venus here, the Black Madonna here, and I have Offset here, right here. And I said, I need you guys to help me do this meditation, and I did it right before the show. So, that energy was definitely there, and I definitely, you know, send blessings that way. I pulled a card for you, and this is going to speak to you on so many different levels. I pulled this card from the Kim deck, and what came up was patience. And that's kind of what you said in essence, patience. And what Spirit is saying is that for you at this particular time, stillness, and to live in the moment of now. It is card number 23 in the Kim deck. And this is really about just reminding yourself, and you're doing this, to release expectations. And you did that. Like you said, you let go of who you used to be and those things you used to do, and you were willing to step into the new with this. And that takes a lot, you know what I mean? That takes a lot. See, you were a grown person, and I can imagine. I was kidnapped twice, one when I was about 4 or 6, and between the ages of 4 and 6, I believe I was around 4 years old. My brother was a little older. And then the second time I was kidnapped, I was 13 years old, you know. And as children, we're resilient, you know. Doesn't mean we don't feel the pain, we don't hold it, but to be an adult, to be able to get this realization, I can't tell you how profound this will be in the records for anyone who hears this show.
And
you know, myself included.
Profound is, it's amazing that you pull the card for patience, because as you were telling us to write down what we experienced in the meditation, and you said write down what you used to be. And then write down who you are. And after I wrote down who I was, I started to close my journal, and then something told me to write down patience. And patience is the last thing I wrote down in my journal.
There it is. Know your magic, you guys. Right here, live in the remix, Know Your Magic. So really, this is about sort of how you have released these expectations, and you took the time to stop, and that's what you did. You stopped to really smell the roses on your path in life. And so what Spirit is saying is that rewards are going to be visions of opportunity for you. And so just continue to walk in that light, have that patience, live in the moment of now, and sometimes stop and smell the roses along the way, what you're doing. So very confirming for you here, you know, energy for all of us. Peace and love to you. I feel like we soul sisters. You know, we have to swap kidnap stories one day. But, yeah, you know, you got to love it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much as well, too. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. Oh, wow, you guys. It gets better and better. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 512. You're live in the remix. Tell us who you would be and who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, so I'm calling from Austin, Texas. My name is Michael. And I used to be somebody that wasn't necessarily as spiritual, but, well, I was always looking for to be spiritual and to be centered, but it's just I was kind of kept away from those kind of things, you know, as a kid.
Right, right. Yes. Oh, wow. Very profound, Michael. Thank you for that. And you're what now?
I'm 18 years old now, though.
Okay, beautiful. You're 18 human years. I hear you, Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, Michael. So tell us who you are today. Tell us who you are right now in this moment.
I feel, I feel very happy that I was able to do a show with Aline Bay and just to, you know, help out the conscious community. I definitely feel like I'm doing work, but just like a lot of these jobs and things like this.
But tell me this, because I want us to get to this. Tell me who you are right now. If you could sum that up, who are you right now?
I am somebody that I feel is very spiritual. I can't. That's all that's coming right now. Somebody that.
Okay,
really,
and that is enough. That is enough. And in some cases, even more than enough. Some things should not even be said in word. I couldn't agree with you more. So I pulled the card from you, for you from the Kim deck. And what came up for you was Baby Blue. And Baby Blue came up for you in the Kim deck. And that's card number 26 in the deck. And whenever Baby Blue comes up, she's about positive expectations, innocence, and trust. And I think we all can agree that that's the place where you're at. You're just very innocent with what you're doing, where you're at. You're trusting, and you have positive expectations. And so what Spirit is saying, whenever Baby Blue chooses to be your ally, she brings you deep, meaningful messages. And one of the things that she reminds you is that only love is real. And so love's creative power is sparked by conscious actions of compassion. Yeah. And that speaks so much to where you are. Yeah, it's very profound, right? It's the remix.
Yes. In the remix.
So yes, I want to thank you so much for calling in and just sharing that with us.
If I share a little bit more, or I don't want to take too much time.
Yeah, let me hold the line for you, Michael. If we have enough time, we can definitely come back. I want to try to get to everybody, and we still have so much more to get to. But yes, We will try to get back to you. If we don't get back to it tonight, Michael, we always have chat and chills. You can reach out to me, email me, and we can definitely go from there. Okay? Stay
okay.
in that place of baby blue, positive expectations, innocence, and trusting, which is coming from that place of pure love. So peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Marcus. I'm calling from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Greetings to you, Marcus. Greetings to you. And Marcus, tell us who you would be and tell us who you are in this very moment.
Who I would be is somebody who have better relationships with my family and
mm-hmm.
less distant, wouldn't be as distant. And mm-hmm. who I am now is someone who knows my path is my own and I'm
mm-hmm.
free from the opinions of others.
Beautiful. Let me ask you a question. Did you do the meditation, Marcus?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
what stuck out to you? What stuck out to you in the meditation?
When I was doing the meditation, I really felt real relaxed, and I started
mm-hmm.
thinking about my relationship I had with my father. It's real complicated and everything like that.
Right.
But,
yeah.
That's what I think about.
Beautiful. Well, I pulled a card from you, for you. I don't know why I'm saying from you, but it is actually coming from your energy, so I won't correct the natural flow of that. And card number 14 came up. And card number 14 is the goddess Mayat. She's number 14 in the Kim deck. And the goddess Mayat is all about transformation. It's about balance and about intuition. And this is really speaking to where you are right now, because when it comes to that relationship with those family members that are very close to you, this is an opportunity for you to begin to bring in that balance. But one of the things that Spirit is saying, in order for you to get into that place of balance, transformation is going to need to take place on your part. And this is where you have to begin to get into trusting your intuition. So this is divine confirmation for you, because that's exactly what you said you were doing, you know, that you really are in a place where you're wanting to have this better relationship with your family members, and you recognize that you are that God that is really a co-creator on your path, that's really, you're not free-falling, as I call it. And so you're transforming yourself using your intuition and tapping into that energy. So the goddess Mayat comes, and she invites changes to bring about a sense of balance. Cooperation is the key. And that's everything that you're speaking about with your family. So a beautiful confirmation for you, my young brother, and just beautiful energy with you. Just remember that energy of the goddess Mayat, especially when it comes to those things of tapping into your intuition and transformation. She's card number 14 in the deck. 1 + 4 = 5, and 5 is all about change. And this is a wonderful time to start making those changes. So I'm glad you put it down on paper. I'm glad that you made it matter, because now that energy is out in the universe. So peace and love to you. Keep doing your work. Peace and love. Yeah, peace and love. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Wow, you guys, this is a wonderful
Hello.
Night. Yes, peace and greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, Miss Blue. This is Jamal from New York City.
Okay, greetings to you, Jamal, from New York City. What part of New York are you calling from?
Brooklyn.
You're from Brooklyn. You're from the BK.
Yeah. Now, I must admit mm-hmm. one thing. I've only been listening for about an hour, so I missed the meditation. But it's something you and the previous young lady mentioned about kidnapping, and it resonated with me. So I said, you know, listen to the universe and the synchronicity. Let me call in, because I was at a bad point. You know, I just got a letter from the mother of my child, who been going with ongoing custody battles, and she was. The recent thing was, okay, now she wants to charge me with international kidnapping because I took my son to Canada for a week for vacation. So I said, there has to be some significance and correlation why the kidnapping just came up today.
Yeah.
You know, so I said, let me call in, because actually listening to you and your all the other people in the share, it put me at ease. I mean, I seen your email, reminded me of the show, and I said, let me call in, because I'm in a bad place. Let me call in and just listen to what Miss Blue got going on today.
And, you know, I'm glad you listened to that, because now I get to tell the other half of the story, because I've been kidnapped twice. One time I was kidnapped in Czechoslovakia. And the second time I was kidnapped was in Brooklyn, New York.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yes. Isn't that something? Everybody's going, wow, that's crazy. Yes, that's the other place I was kidnapped, actually, when I was about 4 years old. I was kidnapped. It was in Brooklyn. That's where I'm from. That's actually where I was born. So now, let's take a look. The energy that came up for you. And this has a lot to do with the situation that you're in at this particular time. It has a lot to do with the solar plexus chakra. And, you know, funny, we're talking about these things of memories and feelings and emotions, because the solar plexus chakra, that's what it's all about. In fact, the solar plexus chakra is where the records of emotion are recorded. So you want to know where your emotional records are recorded? It's in your solar plexus. It's right there in the sacral chakra, in the solar plexus chakra. Now, this has a lot to do with willpower. And I want you to think about this. And I want you to begin to think about the whole situation with your son, where you are at this particular time, the trip to Canada, up until today, up until what happened today. And I want you to begin to reflect on that, because this is really going to help you move forward with this situation and not allow these things of these sort of runaway emotions to come into play. Because whenever this comes up, what Spirit is saying for you at this time, it reminds you of discipline. Discipline. And discipline to pay attention to the patterns of your emotions before you respond. Because, see, you have to give a response to this letter, correct?
Not really. I really don't. She goes on to different tangents. I really don't respond. I'm not, a lot of people say I'm not confrontational, and I am. You know, I try to let
Here's the thing. You have to respond, and even a non-response is a response. You have to respond to this. I want you to really hear this and see this more than just the physical level. In so many cases, you responded as soon as you read it. Because energetically, that energy went out. You responded to it. So Spirit is saying, use discipline at this time. Discipline and paying attention to your emotional pattern.
Okay.
Before you take any action, okay? This is before you take any action. So let's talk about what is needed to bring this together, because you two have a child together. So you're going to have to work together. Regardless of who gets involved, what happens, what goes on, you're going to have to communicate with each other. You're going to have to get to that point where this does not disrupt your life any more than it has.
True. I mean, she's angry. The reason why this came up is because I recently told her I'm getting married. So
yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing, and we can go to that particular place, but you and I both know that it was a whole lot of things being done that neither one of you knew. Yeah. So it's not just her, and it damn sure ain't just you. It's a combination. It's a combination. We won't go into the details here, but it's a very tricky combination.
Yeah, that's so true.
So now, what has to happen at this particular time? Your action step. So what I'm doing here, for those of you who have the Kim deck, what I'm doing here is the Kim, I'm doing the Kim spread here. So we're really talking about those things of where he is. We're going to talk about his action step. And now we're going to talk about how to move in the future. So your action step is love begins. This is what Spirit is saying. This is card number 3 in the deck. And this is about higher knowing, and it's about inspired omens. When this energy comes up, Spirit is saying you can trust the manifestation of pure love. The only way you're going to be able to move through this situation is through love. Love for your son, love for her, and love for yourself. That is the only way you're going to move through this. If you look at all of those things of why you don't love, you can no longer love, and you don't have that love, it's not going to turn out well.
Yeah.
So once you begin to look at this from the situation of love and really begin to just understand that here you both are hurting. You both are hurting in this situation, and it doesn't have nothing to do with your son. This is about what you guys did to each other.
I totally
and
agree.
So it really is about that. So it's more for you to get in that place of higher knowing, because I always say, when you're the one who knows, you're the one who's responsible. And you know, so you're responsible. So paying attention to your patterns of your emotions, having that discipline, getting in that place of higher knowing, and inspired omens. So you have to get back to the place of love with this situation and begin to look through it only through love. So if you want to say that you got to make this work because you love your son, then knowing that loving your son is also loving her, not meaning loving like you two going to be back together, but when you begin to speak from that place of love, not from the place of reacting, not from the place of responding, because that's what you've been doing. And so what you guys are doing to each other is trying to get a rise out of each other. But we know that if you throw something in the air very far up, it's going to fall hard. Just as hard as you threw it up, it's going to fall back that hard. So y'all are, in a sense, and I'm trying to be very calm about this because y'all know how I feel about my baby. Y'all are putting this baby in the middle of y'all bullshit.
It's true to an extent. But the only reason why I told her I was getting married is because I need her permission to allow him to attend the wedding.
Okay.
I knew that was going to be an issue. You know.
Right, but here's something else. You also knew when you took him to Canada it was going to be an issue. Come on now. Let's not play games.
Well, I took him to North Carolina, and she accused me of kidnapping.
Of course. But you knew she was going to do that. You knew she was going to do it. So here's what I'm saying to you. Love is the only way you're going to get. If I know that if I say something to you, you're going to say something back to me, then I'm just as bad as the person trying to be the reactor. You're just as bad as her in this situation. There's no glory here for either one of you. Because until you guys can get this situation into some balanced state, then it's no fun for nobody. But here's the key. We're talking about tonight about memories, and we're talking about emotions, and we're talking about those things that have traumatized us in so many ways. And guess what? I can guarantee you about 70% of the people who are listening, which is all over the world, which is over 1 million people, about 70 of them have things that have impacted them from when they were a child. And so right now, while you're tapping in to correct these situations, know that your son is going to have to sit in the seat one day because of these things that you guys are doing. So I beg of you, and I know you can hear me because you wouldn't have called in if you couldn't hear this. Know that you have to get in the place of love with that. And I know it's tough. I'm not saying it is because it's not all your fault. You understand what I'm saying? It's not.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to get into that place of love. And the energy, if you begin to work on these things, is going to take you into that place of Shu and Tefnut. That is the divine couple coming together. That is the perfect reflection. That is about the image. It's about enlightenment. It's about you being in that place, being in your God place. That particular energy, having your son and having a relationship so that when you want to take your son somewhere and take him out of state, that you can feel comfortable to let his mother know, the one that gave birth to him, that this is what you're going to do. Does it seem possible right now? If you say it doesn't, then it never will be. But let me tell you about card number 16. Shu and Tefnut. This really reminds you of the duality of human nature. And so now it's time for you to begin to reflect on your past, trust the present, so you can move forward in the future. You're going to have to do that. And not only for yourself, but for all of the parties involved. Because it's not fair to your new soon-to-be wife. It ain't fair to her. This ain't fair to her. At all. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to your son, and it's not fair to your ex-wife. It ain't fair to her. Your baby mama, whatever you want to call her, it's not fair to her either. And the person that is going to suffer is your son. Is your son.
Definitely.
So get in the place. Pure love. You can do it. I know you can. You wouldn't have been able to tap in and be able to figure this out. You can do it. So you know that your actions, look at your emotions in this too. Yes, is she doing some crazy stuff? Is she overreacting? She's doing all of that. But you also know that you're provoking her in a lot of these cases.
No, that...
Yes. I'm going to have to say yes. You do know. You do know. That's why you didn't tell her what she found out. That's why you didn't tell her, because you already knew she was going to act crazy.
Well, I mean, like you said, it's been an ongoing thing, and honestly, I've always sat back and taken it. You know, I just recently started going to court to get some control, so that from Christmas time, she don't have to say, "Oh, you can't have them for Christmas because you're not listening to what I'm saying." You know, he got in trouble for school. You know, you're going to still give him his gifts? Well, you can't have him until you listen to me. That's the norm in the situation. So I'm really trying to get some control in the situation, because that's basically what it is.
And you know what? That's a great place to start. But guess where the control has to come from? That's the first card that came up. You. Disciplines. Pay attention to your emotions. And then begin to move forward on those controls. Because that you got to get those things in control.
True.
I promise you, you do that, and it's going to be a whole lot easier for you. Is it going to be some difficulty there? Yes. But this is good. You shouldn't be quiet. I'm glad that you're standing up and doing what you know that you want to do. So it's not really the control that you're fighting for. It's really the freedom.
True.
It's really the freedom. It's not control. You don't want control. That ain't what you really want. You don't want to switch places with her because you hate what she's doing to you. You don't want control.
I don't want. Yeah, you're right. I don't want control. I just want the ability to do for my
freedom
for my child.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your son. You want to be able to
feel
comfortable to say he's with me, so he's good. He's good. I don't have to check in with his every move. But you know that trust has gotten broken between y'all a long time ago, and that's why I say, and I'll say this with love, stop it for both of you. So energetically, that doesn't go out to you. That goes out to both of y'all, because the baby is the one suffering.
Yeah, Yeah, he's definitely in the middle of everything, and he's definitely torn, you know, and that's why certain things, I don't want to make this into the show, but I mean, it's a lot, you know, because it's a lot of character assassination. I don't talk about his mother to him.
Right.
He's too young for that, you know, but
that's
he
right.
becomes.
Well, he's never going to be old enough for that. So
yeah.
let me say that for you and everybody else, sisters and brothers. Children are never old enough to hear shit about their father or shit
mm-hmm.
about their mother. They ain't never.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't never. They're never old enough. I don't care if they're 80 years old. They are not old enough to hear their parent, one of their parents who gave birth to them, talk shit about the other one. They are never
mm-hmm.
that old. So you're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. Well, I thank you for being the brother that you are. Peace and love to you. They're going crazy in the chat room. You know
I see them. I see them. I'm reading it. I'm right here in the chat room with them.
Are you reading it? Good, good. He said he's reading it, y'all. You better leave him alone. He's going to come get y'all. Brother got a lot of energy. You heard Spirit tell him get his motions together, right?
Definitely.
So, no, they're sending you love. They definitely are sending you love. And so, you know, stay in that place of love, you know, in that relationship, in your new relationship. It's so much that you can take from this and just take yourself. But when you're the one who knows, you're the one who's responsible. And so, you know, just be inspired by that. Think about your baby. Really use that discipline and how you're responding. You know, look at your patterns of your emotion, and that's going to help to guide you. It's going to help to give you that freedom because you don't want control. You want the freedom.
Well,
yeah.
And you're right. You're right because she says he doesn't need a father, you know, and I'm saying, you know, in a time like this, I don't want my son to grow up to be no angry black man because his father
that's right.
was there, you know.
That's right.
Because you forced his father
for
out of his life. Yeah. Exactly.
That's right. Be there. Know your magic and be there. You got to know your magic. Come back and let me know how that goes. And, you know, kiss the baby for me because that's who I'm concerned about. Don't make me have to come to both of y'all.
Well,
I'll come.
Yeah, he's 11 and he still kisses me. I'm trying to get him out of that, though.
Yeah. Well, it's nothing wrong with our children loving us. You know, sometimes we have phobias about the wrong things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
You know, it's some daddies, they kids is punching them.
You're right about that. Get tough, dude.
No,
get tough.
So. So, yeah, just keep being that God and think about what we talked about here. I thank you so much for being that reflection for all of us tonight, you know, and our babies and our children's because that's so important and also for ourselves. And so I'm just going to leave you with them call words. Stop it. Hear that voice in my head. Stop it.
I thank you and everybody in the chat room for their, you know, words and giving me clarity. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, peace and love to you. Let us know. Congratulations on your new relationship. Make sure that you end this one on the right foot with love and move into the next one. And you'll do it. You'll do it. You'll do it.
All right.
You'll do it.
Thank God.
Well. Right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace.
Oh, wee. Venus is here, you guys. That was a beautiful call from that brother Jamal. It was. We needed to hear that, people, for real. And sending him nothing but love, peace and love to him all the way. All the way. We're going to go to the next caller. Are we going to get to the rituals? Are we going to talk about it? I got to give you guys a book. I'm going to tell you a ritual. We're going to get to that, and then we're going to get out of here. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 403. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you would be and who you are.
Oh, shit. You know who it is. That's what's up.
Hey, that's what's up.
Okay, so what do you want me to expound on, who I am and who I would be?
No. Who you would be and who you are at this particular moment. Did you do the meditation?
I was in the car, and I did do it, but it was like, you know, I was in the
car.
Then
you did it. There's no buts. You can be in the car, train, plane, bed, you know, bathroom, shower, sitting down, listening. It doesn't matter. All right.
Appreciate
so tell
that.
Us who you would. Tell us who you would be, and then tell us who you are.
Okay, but who you're saying who would I be if I didn't go through that emotion that I would, you know, that I would take away? Is this the question that you're asking?
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Gosh, I mean, who I would be if I didn't go through that emotion? That's a really tough one to answer because I do just realize that everything I go through, I'm meant to feel and meant to go through.
Okay. Well, let me stop you right there.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
I mean, some of that pain, to be honest, is obviously still there. So the emotion that you mentioned, I think it was a pain and a hurt. So I like to, you know, just say that I would be a little less of a torn, you know, person. I mean, not to be too dramatic, you know, I'm doing the best I can out here and I'm doing well.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I wanted to just kind of tell you this is that I didn't want to know who you would be if you didn't go through the experience, but really, who would you be if you didn't have the emotion and the pain from the emotion of the experience or have the pain from the experience? So who would you be without that? And you eventually you got to that, so you talked about it. Mm. So who are you right now? Who are you right now?
I mean, I'm a disciplined, hardworking, goal-achieving person.
Beautiful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of work, and I just appreciate all of you. You know, that's really what it is.
Likewise. We're all here doing our work together, so that's beautiful. I pulled the card from you,
uh-huh.
from the Kim deck, and the card that came up was card number 18, and that is body talk. And this is about inner vibes, it's about healing, and it's also about cycles of growth. And so whenever this comes up, this is really, if you can think of it this way, that's what's up, is about unconditional love for your whole self and really about understanding about the power of love and having that, Spirit is saying, you will have the courage to transform anything that is needed. And so in short, that's exactly what you said you're doing at this moment. So great confirmation. Keep listening to your body talk and getting into those inner vibes and the healing and just recognizing that we are going through and that you're going through cycles of growth.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So I'm having some... Okay, so, I mean, I know what you said and I feel it around the corner, but I also felt it around the corner when I spoke to you last time. And every time I do speak to you, you know, I mean, it goes without saying, it's a great conversation. A lot of the things we speak of come into being, and, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. And, oh, mm-hmm. sorry, I'm about to pull a Brother Panic and go off on a tangent, but my PayPal, May 7th. Oh, I got it for you, Miss Lou.
Okay.
I got some paper for you.
Okay.
I got some paper for you.
Oh.
I can't wait. Oh, shit.
Oh.
But, yo, but what's up with the obstacles, girl?
Well, here's the thing.
What is up with the obstacles? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, what's actually coming up with the obstacles and what I tried to tell you, what I was going to share with you earlier is when you said, I believe, and I want you to think about this, I believe that everything I go through, I need to go through. Now, On the surface, that looks like that's an okay statement to say. Whatever I go through, I need to go through. But energetically and on a higher spiritual level, that really kind of sets your ass up for failure because you're not free-falling here. You get choices. And that's really kind of throwing the ownership out to somebody else, and you got to take it back. And know that some of these things that you're going through is not because you're supposed to go through them, it's because you chose to go through them. And so you have to step into that place where you really can say that you are conscious, not like Drake sings about being in and out of consciousness. You can be in and out of consciousness, but make sure your genius shows up. You can't say, oh, well, I'm stuck in traffic, and I'm just going to sit here and run out of gas. I guess this is an experience I'm supposed to have. No, there's choices. You could have gotten gas. You could have taken a different route. You have choices, and so you have to know that going in, that you have choices. And everything that you're going through, take a look. See, where did you play a role in that? Because you're there. You don't get to just show up and have a God moment. And I'm not just talking to you. Sometimes we just want to show up when the God moment happens. Ta-da! Oh, it's all me. But when something bad happens, it's ta-da! Who's making this happen? You are the same person. So it's really about recognizing that you have to begin to set some intentions, which we're going to get to those rituals. We're going to get to those in just a moment. I see people... You know what? I'm bored. I'm glad that your drunkenness went away. So anyway, I want you to begin to just think about that, but you begin to set your intentions for what you want to happen, what you're willing to work towards making happen, and then begin to manifest it. Not just saying these things are happening because they're supposed to. And on some levels, yes, that's correct. But I want you to go a little bit higher than that and really begin to get into the energy and become that creator. You know, create the moment for yourself. Set an intention so you can see yourself in these situations. Does that make sense?
Okay. It does. One last thing, quickly. This love shit, me and relationships, how is that looking in the next little bit? Because and with that statement, I want to thank you, because the financial shit is on the move, is on the up, and that's since we spoke, and you know that's a benefit for that's what it is. So you know I'm putting in work. I feel like
yes,
I feel you,
you
on
you
like
are.
Let's go harder, let's go harder, let's go higher. I feel you on that. I'm a, you know, that's what I'm about, so let's do that. But what's up? You know, I might have to
the
get with Ganesha or what, like.
No, well, here's
the
thing. We're actually going to be doing a love ritual in just a moment. But one thing I want to tell you, first of all, I'm looking at your energy energetically, and I don't see you clear in what you truly want. So you have to get clear first. You're not clear. It's kind of like you want this and a little bit of that. Can I get with this? Can I get with that? See, you got to kind of know what you want. You got to kind of know a little bit about what you want. So I want you to sit down. Here's what I want you to do. You can go back and you can put you on some music. You can listen to Mind Sex there that we listened to when we did the instrumental to that. And I want you to just write down what a sacred union looks and feels like to you. Put it on paper so you can see it. Because right now I see you trying to get a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And you can have it, but you need to be clear about where this and that is coming from. Because right now, universe can't send you anybody because you're not clear. And when that's not clear, it's kind of like they come in and they leave out, you see? Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but as far as that, doing
that
work, listen to me, doing that work, once you do that, I see it open up, and I suck with time because past, present, and future all exist at the same time. But I'm going to tell you around the end of July, beginning of August, and this is energetically where I feel this energy. Somebody is going to come into your life that's been close to you at this time, but on a different level.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
You got.
So come back and let me know.
The next,
Sorry?
Yeah, come back and let me know. Come back and let us know.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to let the next call
right.
come in, and, you know, y'all are in trouble, you know, if that goes down, because that's it, the energy. We're going to be flying to the roof with that.
All right. Well, beautiful. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and
love. Oh, you guys are too beautiful. Listen, we're going to get a ritual in. I'm going to give you out a book here. And this is an excellent book. Brother Bobby Hemmett recommended this book, and you guys need to get with it. It is the book to get with. When it comes to understanding all of that energy, when it comes to whether you want to begin to look at Isis, the goddess Isis, the goddess Aset, you want to look at the Black Venus, you want to look at the Black Madonna and really just get into the history of it, because there's so much that goes on from the different countries, looking at the different images, seeing how they changed over time, and just really getting into this energy, because Venus is going to be around for quite a while. So we do need to begin to get into some research for this. The author of the book, and I'm going to give you the author. The author's name is E-A-N. Last name is B-E-G-G. Okay, Ian Bigg is the author of the book, and it's called The Cult of the Black Virgin. The Occult of the Black Virgin. You want to get that book. It is a must for you to begin to get it. It is still in print, so you can find it anywhere. It's still a book that's in print. You probably can go get it from somewhere, but it takes you through the history. It takes you through the culture. It brings you up to date. It lets you know exactly about why this energy, as we know it today, as the Black Madonna or the Black Venus, was actually brought to us here in the West, and talking about all the different phases of this. Okay, this is a book that was recommended by Brother Bobby Hemmett. You definitely want to cop that book. It's excellent. Now, let's talk about this. We're going to go back. We're going to keep taking calls. We're going to keep going because we got a lot to talk about here, a whole lot of things to talk about. Thank you for putting the link up on board. Yes, thank you for putting the link up. The Cult of the Black Virgin. You want to get that book right there. Excellent read, a must. Because we're going to be doing a lot of building on them, especially those of you who will be doing some work in the Kundalini Lab. So it's great to have. Now, also, the other thing that I want you guys to have is really to get into this energy of the Black Madonna, which is the Black Venus, and the goddess Aset. You want to have this trinity. Now, Brother Bobby Hemmett has the picture packet. And for those of you who have the picture packet, he has so many different images in there that is just crazy, crazy insane, those energies that's in there. I told you about the Black Venus. She spoke to me coming out of the packet there. And she's also there with her consort, so you can have them together. Anybody who wants to raise up love energy, these two are in the picture packet. You need to have them there together. Take them with you into meditation, begin to do visualization, and work with them. Now, next, also, Brother Bobby Hemmett has the picture of the Black Madonna. Now, in the picture packet of the Black Madonna, it is the goddess Urzuli. Now, here's what you got to understand. How she actually came to us here in the West is actually it was done through Haitians. The Haitians, our brothers and sisters coming out of that area, brought her here in the form of Urzuli, which is the powerful template energy of the original, which is the goddess Aset. Black Venus. That's the picture you want. Brother Bobby Hemmett has it. If you want to get that, 678-358-1055. Now, for those of you who may have gotten the picture packet a while back, but you don't have these particular images in there, just give him a call, and he will definitely let you know what to do from there, but he'll make sure that you do get those pictures. So 678-358-1055 is the number for Brother Bobby Hemmett. He also did quite a few lectures on this image. One, I think, is called Isis and the Child. That one, you can ask him about that DVD where he really goes in and breaks those things down and gives out lots of goodies and lots of books, and really to begin to get into this energy and begin to work with that. Woo! What? I don't know what just happened, but I'm going to leave y'all be for just a moment and see what y'all talking about. I'm not sure what that was, but anyway, I must have missed something there. But anyway, so I want you guys to begin to get into that, to really begin to think about that energy of everything, and particularly those of you who are dealing with issues that have to do with mothering, nurturing. It has to do that. This is all what this energy is about. It has a lot to do with this particular energy, and you want to get into this energy. It is that mother template energy. It is that goddess template energy, and just begin to work with that particular energy. All right. So now, also, the super moon is happening tomorrow. It's also Cinco de Mayo Day. So this is another major ritual that goes on that helps to raise this energy. So now, I'm going to tell you two things. For those of you who have the Kim deck, I'm going to tell you how you can charge the Kim deck or any other deck that you may have. And here's something that you're going to do, and I'm going to tell you what you're going to need, okay? Just refresh, if you guys. Don't worry about it, you guys. We know what happens when the lights come on. We know what happens. We know the moon is coming closer to the earth, and the emotions are out there, so don't worry about it. It's all good. That who answers is the one who speaks. An ancient African proverb. The one who answers is the one who speaks is the one who answers. So, you know, sometimes we're speaking to ourselves and don't even know it, you know? But anyway, so here we go, you guys. Let's talk about this. Here are some of the things that we're going to begin to do. And this is what you're going to need. I'm going to tell you how to charge some crystals. I'm going to be charging my crystals up. I'm going to be charging up my Kim deck and charging up everything that I can charge up, possibly charge up, begin to get ready to charge these things up. So some of the things you're going to need, you're going to need some sacred cloth. You're going to need a sacred cloth. And you're also going to need one red rose. And you're also going to need one pink rose. So a red rose and a pink rose and a cloth, okay? You know what, Icy. So here's what you're going to do is you're going to have your cloth, and you can do this at night because this will be a great time for you to begin to do this. And it's a great time for you to begin to work with this. And what you're going to do is when you begin to get your cloth together and you're going to begin to work with, oops, I think I got the wrong person. Sorry, Showtime. Aw, see what y'all made me do? Somebody, please. Go tell Showtime. I didn't mean to do that. I meant to do the other thing, but we're going to talk about that. Okay, so here we go. And by the way, I know who it is. So, you know, there some people, you know, the mental illness thing is really running rapid in our community. I'll have to speak with them in the astral realm. So here we go, you guys. You're going to take a red rose. You're going to take a pink rose, and you're going to take a sacred cloth. And what you're going to do is you're going to find either where you can take this outside somewhere and sit it underneath the moonlight, or you can put it in your windowsill and where the moon is going to be shining on it, because you want to charge it within the moonlight. And you're going to take, the reason we're going to use a rose is because the reason what the symbology of the rose, because the rose is really that symbol, is that symbol for the feminine energy. When you begin to think about the ultimate feminine symbol, it is the rose. If you look at the rose, it looks like a woman's clitoris. yoni, whatever word y'all want to say. That's what it looks like when you look at the rose, when you're holding a rose, when you begin to look at the rose. That's exactly what the rose looks like, right? And this is why universally all over the world, a woman is given this rose. Yes, this is why the rose is so connected with the woman. By the way, pound sign, Miss Blue Moon, you can still put that on there. But let's get to the rituals, and then we'll get into the after hours. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to take these rose petals, and you're going to lay your cloth down. And if you have your cards, and you can use the Kim deck, and you can use any other deck, but definitely for the Kim deck, this is just going to be amazing. And I know that because I'm co-creator with the Kim deck. So I can say that with the Kim deck. And you're going to take rose petals, and you can use it with any other deck. I'm joking, obviously. And I want you to, each one of the rose petals, as you begin to pull it off, I want you to pull off an intention. This is an intention as you're tapping into the energy of your higher self. These intentions you have set forth for yourself and in your life, I want you to pull each one of those rose petals, and you're just going to let them fall on top of the deck, and you're going to let them fall on top of the cloth. And you're going to do that with the color pink first, which is connected with the heart chakra. You're going to do that. And then you're going to do it with the red rose as well. Red, because, of course, it's going to help to keep you grounded at the same time, even while you're in pursuit of these things that you want to manifest, or these things that you know that you are. Sometimes we need to stabilize energy. It's not always about us changing and transforming. Sometimes we need to stabilize those wonderful things that are connected with ourselves. And that color red from the red rose is a stabilizer. So when brothers are in love with sisters and they're giving them flowers, the reason you give them the red rose is because you want to stabilize that love. You want to keep it where it is. It doesn't stop it from growing, but you want to keep it stable. So the red is going to help to stabilize it, stabilize all of those positive things that are coming through. So you're going to stabilize it, and you're going to begin to pull those roses off. Mm-hmm. You're going to pull them off, and you're going to put that on your deck. And then you're going to let that sit in the moonlight and let it charge itself for overnight. Yeah, you're going to charge it and put that there. You can also put the leaves there as well. Mm-hmm. You can put that. You can also, whatever spirit is also inspiring you to put in there, you can do that as well. This is something that just was channeled for me, so I'm going to tell you that. Know that you can always add what spirit tells you as well. So the red roses and the pink rose, and that's how you're going to charge your deck. And with that supermoon energy, and also with the energy of Venus at this time, oh, it's going to be, oh, gosh, I can't even tell you. It's going to be beautiful. Now, let's talk about how you can also do this same very thing with crystals. Take your crystals. You can take them all and clump them together. And then you want to do the same thing. You're going to pull the red roses first because you want to stabilize that energy in there. The moonlight and Venus is what's going to clear it, charge it. It's going to pull out anything negative, so you don't have to do that. The red, the pink, is going to charge it with the heart chakra. Coming from that place of pure love, this is how you get into all of the higher learnings, the mystery systems. You have to go through the heart, putting that heart energy in there, and then you're going to take the leaves from the stem of the roses, and you're going to put that on top of the cloth. Yes, you can do this. You can, if you don't have your deck yet and it's on the way, charge your cloth. You don't want to miss out on this energy. And you're also going to charge your roses. And, yes, you can keep it for when your deck comes. You sure can. And then what you want to do is you want to kind of seal it up and tie it with a yellow. You want to tie it with something yellow. Yellow is that color that taps us into the frequency of divination. So you want to tie it with a yellow string. Something yellow, if you're going to tie it up to save it for another time, tie it with something yellow. So as you begin to put the crystals in there, you're going to do the same thing, but you're going to add the leaves. And the leaves is going to just give you more of that earth energy because crystals come from the earth. So you're going to put that leaves in there with the crystals and let them charge themselves overnight. And that's how you do that. For those of you who want to bring love into your life, write your loved one. If you don't have your sacred soul mate for your union here, write the love letter to whoever that is, because you're going to put the energy out there in the universe. And then you're going to sit that on the cloth, and you're going to put the roses on top of that and charge that letter. And you'll charge that letter for 3 nights straight in the row. After you charge that letter 3 nights in a straight in the row, then you're going to put it on your altar. And from time to time, take it with you into meditation. You've sent the energy out into the universe, and Venus, the goddess Offset, all of the triple goddesses will begin to bless them. Yes. 3 nights in a row. Yes, you guys. Powerful energy that is upon us. So now that we've gone through that, if you guys have any questions, you can download. You can download and you can go back and get these. This was a channel that came through to me earlier today, and you can begin to do this. It really is this energy about love. It's about us stepping into our truest, authentic selves of who we are and just continuing to move forward on our path and our journeys as we're all here to do our work. So we're going to go back to the phone lines and see what's going on. Oh, Twitter is really going off over here. I don't know if you guys see that, but it is. Don't forget the hashtag. Are y'all still doing the # MS Blue Moon? Do that hashtag. I want to see what's going on. And I see what you guys put, the God of Virginia. I see you quoting me over there. Beautiful thing, you guys. Beautiful things. I quote you guys all the time. Let's see what Danny said. Ooh, Danny said, you're talking to my partner, Fred. Ah, beautiful. She has such lovely energy, that sister right there. She does. Beautiful energy there. Okay, let's see. Let's see. Black retweeted one of my tweets. I'm a true autocrat now. Okay. I'm looking at that, but I'm not going to read all the Twitter tweets right now, but we will. We're still using the hashtag. So thanks to all of you, you guys. thanks to all of you guys out there responding as well. All right, so now we're going to go back online. What's good, Remix family? 11 minutes and 12 seconds left to go. Don't forget, reach out to Brother Bobby Hemmett, 678-358-1055. Don't forget, you can also connect with Brother Panic. If you didn't go back and download that show, definitely download the show. You want to do that. Do that as well. No, I'm giving mini readings, and I'm using the Kim deck tonight, but if you want to get a full session for me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. Just email me, Sister Manya, take care of you, and we'll go from there, okay? Don't forget to get your Kim deck, and thank you to everybody. You guys are still getting the Know Your Magic audio workbook. We're going to be doing a special call just for that. I'm getting emails every day of people still working on that, and I'm working with them. So if you haven't reached out, you need to reach out with me. You need to keep doing your work because I'm hearing amazing stories of transformation to everyone who began to work with that. All right? So here we go. So let's go to the next caller. Let's see. Where did we leave off? Let me see if I can find out where we left off at. We're going to go to the caller. It looks like calling in from area code 216. 216, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Also tell us who you would be and who you are right now.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Hi, who's on the phone? Who's on the line?
I'm Tanya calling from Ohio.
Greetings to you, Tanya, from Ohio. Did you get a chance to do the meditation?
Yeah, but nothing came up. Well, I was
okay.
A little things came up. I was, a lot of anger and anxiety is coming up.
Okay, well, that's what we were talking about, remember, releasing emotions that are painful. And what should be more painful than anger? And what else did you say?
Anxiety. That's what I feel.
Anger. Yes, yes. So you did have some things come up for you. Okay, so tell us who you would be if you didn't have anger and anxiety.
Maybe I'd be a more grounded and calm person.
Grounded and a calm person. Okay, let's see. Grounded and a calm person. And so who are you right now in this moment? Who are you right now?
Confused.
Well, you know what? It's nothing like honesty. Nothing like honesty. And I want to thank you so much for that. I did pull a card for you out of the Kim deck. And what came up for you is the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life. And the Tree of Life is all about growth. It's about inner journeys. And it's about learning. And that's where you are at this time. Here are some things to begin to look at. That all the qualities and all the virtue are needed at this time. You need everything. You know, you know how sometimes, have you ever been little and went to stay tonight over one of your relatives' houses and you felt like you needed to take everything with you? You need
right.
to take your pajamas, take your clothes, and your mom would say, well, you're coming, aren't you? Coming back home? You plan on ever coming back? Because you just feel like you need to take everything with you.
Right.
And this is what Spirit is saying, to grab that bag. Grab that magical tool bag of yours. Because everything, all of those qualities and virtues are needed for you at this time. And then you're going to begin to use it. To use cosmic energy, which means not just your own energy. You know, earlier we talked about everybody's energy is going into the deck that has this deck. All of their energy is in this, that has mm-hmm. touched this deck, and we really have this portal out here, this gateway, where any time you begin to get into this energy, you're able to really use this universal collective energy, the collective unconscious energy of this cosmic energy to help you spark your inner light.
Okay.
So when you said that you're confused, Spirit is saying, guess what? All of this is here for you at this time because you're in a time of growth. You're in a time of your inner journeys, and this is about your learning. You understand what I'm saying? It's about your learning.
Yes, I'm trying to.
So this is about the Tree of Life, and this is about looking at those things. You know what I'm going to do for you really quick? We got 6 minutes left to go in the form, and incidentally, 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you guys want to hear the after hours, because we're going to talk a little bit in the after hours. But I'm going to tell you some other things that you need to do. But the card number in the deck is the card 24. 2 + 4 = 6. So this
okay.
is the energy of creation. This is creation energy at its best. When you take the number 6 and you turn it on its side, it looks like mm-hmm. a pregnant woman standing there. The top part represents the sperm, and the O is the ovary. So this is a creation number. Know that
okay.
this is a number of creation for you. And you're in that time of being able to manifest and in that time to create. So now, what I'm going to do, because Spirit is saying that these are things that are required from you to bring everything. I'm going to
okay.
tell you what you got from your grandmama side, and I'm also going to tell you what you got from your granddaddy and
okay.
your granddaddy side. Okay? So I'm going to do an ancestral reading here with the Kim deck. I haven't given this out to them yet, but I'm going to be putting an update on this. From your grandmother,
okay.
this is where you got that fire.
Okay.
This is where you got that fire. Okay? Would you say you got that spark, that fire from your grandmother?
I want to say mom, because I really didn't know my grandmother.
Okay.
But
well,
you know
trust
what?
Me,
she
you
was
can,
feisty.
You,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, you can talk to your mama. She's going to tell you she was a feisty woman. Trust me. So you got that from her. And this is where a lot of your letting go energy is going to serve you well. And this is also about learning how in some situations that you have to compromise, not with anyone else, but compromise with yourself. Do you want to be angry or do you want to be okay? You want to be happy or angry? You know, and recognizing that sometimes you have to compromise and let that anger go. Because it's just not worth it to hold on to it. But this is also where you got your passion. So you want to really take that anger and turn it into a positive passion for yourself.
Okay, that's what I'm working on.
Yes. And so what you also got from your grandmother is all about riding the cosmic wave. It's about compensation. It's about bliss and commitment because you are very much committed.
You are committed
to those things that you start. Even when you're angry, you are committed to being pissed off. When you say you're mad, you're going to be mad. Yes, you're going to stay mad. You're going to stay committed to being mad.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I had emailed you to get a reading sometime last month or in March, and I never get with you. So this is great.
Well, you know what? This is a mini reading. So in no means do I try to tell you. I'm glad this helps you. But if you emailed us, I'm sure that we emailed you back. And if you wanted to get a reading in March, you probably got the email telling you when the readings are available. Because it is a divine appointment, and everyone who's had a session will tell you that from the babies on up. But let me tell you before you go what you got from your grandfather. Your grandfather is where you get a lot of this joy from. A lot of the love of life and really just doing joyful activities. He really was about that spirit. I don't know. Did you get it? He's passed on too, correct?
Yes.
Yes. But this is also, and you can talk to your family members about this, but this is also where you got your third eye opening from too. He was very intuitive in that sense, and his third eye was open. So this is really about that inner light and that inner guidance. So know that you need to reach back and get on your tree of life and pull out all of those things to help you really at this particular time. And you will be able to see that you're in this stage of just the cycles of learning, and know that this is really an inner journey for you to continue inwardly. Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. And come back and let us know how it's going for you, and peace and love to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Bye-bye. We're going to go to the next caller. Ooh, 1 minute. Hold on, 804. Listen up, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Let me say this to you guys. I want you to tweet me. I want you to hit me up on Facebook. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, love it. Leave a comment. Leave something there about the show tonight. If you have the deck and you have not gone over to www.msmissblueblast.com/cards and leave a comment, do that. That's going to help all of us on our paths and our journeys. Leave a comment about the deck, how you're working with it. We want to hear about it. Make that a working web. That's a working portal where all of us go to begin to do our work there. And also for you guys, I just want to say, see you Sunday night. Got another exciting show planned for you guys. Download. Peace and love to you guys. If you want to get a full reading, always email me, question, QUESTION, the number 4blue@gmail.com. No, it is a divine appointment, and so we all make those divine appointments. I so look forward to connecting with you guys, and I love all of you, and it's been an amazing share here tonight. Don't forget about the energy of Venus, and don't forget about the supermoon. You want to go out and really kind of bathe yourself in that energy. I'm also going to be doing a blue crystal, so you'll have that as well, too. So peace and love, you guys. See you on Twitter. See you in the after hours. See you on Facebook. So we're going to keep going right here in the after hours in the remix and see who's calling on the line. Calling in from area code 804, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, greetings to you, Angel, did you say, from Virginia?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and did you do the meditation?
No, I got a phone call right before it started. However,
okay.
I did pick up on the energy once I got back on the line. So I did write a few things down.
Okay, all right. Well, beautiful, beautiful. All right, so let's go ahead and share. We'd love to hear what you have.
Well, I guess I can answer the question. What was the question? Who are you now?
It was,
and then,
who would you be if you could release this pain from this memory or emotion? And then who are you right now in this moment?
Okay, so I guess I'll just read what I wrote because I don't know about the pain, the release. Okay, so I wrote, eyes that have seen a million sunsets, purple moons, whatever that means, red rivers, green goddess, and it's other, like, random words. But those were some things that just stuck out. But no, well, one other thing was back to finish what I started. So that was
Okay. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. So back to finishing, you said, what you started?
Back to finish what I started.
Oh, back to finish what you started. And so if you could sum up who you are at this particular moment, who would that be?
I would have to say an explorer.
Beautiful. An explorer. I like that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I pulled the card for you from the Kim deck. And guess what card came up? I don't know if you could guess. So I'm not literally asking you to guess. But I'll tell you. The card that came up for you was card number 2. And card number 2 in this deck is really a special card. This card is all about wisdom. It's about wisdom. And whenever this comes up, what Spirit is really sort of getting you in the energy of is reminding you of true visions, really being in the place where you can begin to have true visions. And so whenever wisdom comes up, this is all about angel. Wisdom is the language of the higher self. And that's kind of what we were talking about tonight during the meditation. So if you get a chance to download it, go back through, because that meditation was really focused on wisdom. And wisdom is that language of the higher self. And this is really, when this comes up, Spirit says, it's time for you to use discernment. To use discernment in everything that you're doing and activate those powers of your wisdom, because you have a lot of wisdom. Even though you may be young in this human age, you have so much wisdom. So this is the time for you to begin to activate those things of wisdom, particularly when it comes to relationships. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. So the number 2, which is about the two coming together, the masculine and the feminine energy. And then this is about true visions, and it's also about wisdom. So that's what came up for you. Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We'd love to hear back from you again. And many blessings to you. Thanks for calling in. All right. Keep holding on. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right, you guys. So listen, here's what we're going to do. Whoa, it's been an exciting night. I don't know about you guys, but I got a lot of fire in me, and I really want to get ready for this super moon. So much to do. But all those things that I also want you guys to do. I see I'm reading your tweet. I'm reading your tweet. I see you are a mess. I see you guys over there. Leo, I see you. I see all of you guys on Twitter. I see y'all over there. Listen, here's what I want you to do. We're moving in this energy, and it really is, you know, even with the energy of Venus, she's mixing it up, and she's going to be mixing it up for quite a while. And last year, we talked about that energy that's coming online is a lot to do with fire energy. And so fire energy is really what we use to spark, what we call the kundalini or the life force energy or the chi, and it has a lot to do with your emotions. And so this is a time for all of us to really begin to decide where we want the genius to show up at and where we want to begin to put this energy. Set your intentions. That's going to be key for you at this time. As we begin to move closer to June and July, things are going to get mixed up in all kinds of ways. It's going to get so intense. It's going to get psycho, sexy, cool, and crazy all at the same time. So this is also a good time. I want you guys to start thinking about this. Start thinking about putting yourself together. I don't want to call it a survival pack, but that's what it is. You know how we made a genius list? Well, we're going to make survival packs, and I want you to start thinking about that. And I also want you guys, when you get some things for that, go over to the Remix family page and post it on the wall. And then when we're getting ready to do the show on the survival pack, I want you guys to begin to write those things. We're going to take those things from the wall, and we're going to present it on the show to put in the survival pack because the weather's going to get a little tricky. One of the things that I told you guys that I've seen, I had the vision of power outages, power surges, things of fire. We know fire comes in many different ways. We can just think about fires burning. We can think about fire being passion. This is a great time for us stepping into our passion, doing that. And some people are using their passion for their free will, as we all are. And then some of us, this is turning out in many different ways. So know that this energy is coming upon us, and we want to make sure, in the words of Mufasa, we're going to be prepared. You know, be prepared. Fire is about explosive energy. It is all of that. You're absolutely right, Sunchild. So all of these things, I want us to start thinking about them now. And so we're going to begin to put these things together. Anytime the supermoon comes, and I mean, this is debatable, but we don't have to debate things that we've lived. So anytime the supermoon comes up and we know that something that powerful is causing a shift, then we know that change is coming. This is beautiful changes. Beautiful changes is coming. We know that fire energy is that energy of rebirth. So it is time for us, as we learned from our brothers and sisters coming out of New Orleans, to get a new suit. Remember we did the show about the new suit? It's time for all of us to get a new suit. We tweeted that as well. It is that energy about getting a new suit. You understand? That's about getting a new suit. I'm not trying to get us locked into some of these old systems, and we're looking at this really from an ancient perspective, and we're looking at this purely based upon the energy of our ancestors. So know that this alignment that's coming really is going to require us to get a new suit, and so we do need to begin to put these things in place, and I want to do a show on that. We're going to do a show, and we're going to talk about those things that we want to have in our survival kit, what we want to do, how we can stay connected with each other, practice these things of telepathy, practice these things of traveling, you know, astral traveling. So when we can meet up with each other at different places, we're going to begin to do that. All right. So these are all the beautiful things that we have to come. So much I want to share with you guys, and that I will share with you guys. I think what we're going to do at this time, I don't know about you guys, but it's been a long night, a long, beautiful night. Beautiful night, a beautiful life. It's just been beautiful. And I want to let you guys know I'm here. I'm shuffling my deck. Definitely you want to get that deck. And I don't say that because I had a part in that. It's just that this is really divine inspiration. And as many of you share how much of a blessing and a gift this deck is to you, it is that for me too. And so it's something that we can all work together. I've seen you guys pulling cards while I was pulling cards, and that's beautiful. And that is definitely what's up. I look forward forward to hearing from each and every one of you guys for us to stay connected with each other as we continue to really ride this energy. This is the energy of Cosmic Wave as we keep going, you know. This is the time to really be the most creative you can be. The Kundalini Lab has some things coming up. Like I told you, real hot, real wealthy, and also real alchemy. That's what the Kundalini Lab is about. And so everyone working in the lab right now, it's soon just going to be open, and I invite all of you to take part in it, and I know you will as well, as we continue to keep knowing our magic. So don't forget to download, and send me an email. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the show and hear from you guys. I'll see you guys in the sessions. The readings have been off the hook, especially the Akashic Record reading. We'll talk about ancient people on the planet that we are. One day we're going to do that. We're going to talk about some of those things in the readings. Of course, you know, I always keep them sacred, but I do want to kind of share some things with you guys. And we're going to have the Remix Awards coming up. We're going to have our own award ceremony. I'm going to tell you guys where some of the most weirdest questions come from, what continent, what place, where the most baby lotuses come from. I'm going to tell you where the most sexiest, for the sisters, I want to say spiritual brothers come out of, what state they come out of. You're going to be very shocked about these statistics here, about how this is all coming together, because I look at this energetic. I'm going to tell you where the most magical sisters live, what state, what country the most magical sisters are. So for you brothers, I'm not going to leave you out. And I'm just going to tell you where the most profound Akashic records come from, what country, what place. And I'm going to also tell you who gets the most, who does the most, what state. So we're going to have our own award ceremony. We're going to plan it, and we're just going to have so much fun. We're going to have the music, lights, camera, action, and we're just going to get it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be so much fun. So, yes, and we'll need a bartender on board. So you can handle the bar. We'll get someone to get the door. It's going to be a nice, plush place, and we're just going to sit back and kick and have fun. Invite some people to come. They're going to give out the awards. It's just going to be a treat. It's going to be a treat. So there you guys. This is about setting your intentions. Before you lay your head on the pillow tonight, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do one thing. Write it down. Do one more thing that's going to take you to the next level. I'm going to leave that with you guys. That's one of my oracle moments or lessons for the day that I put on Twitter. Before I lay my head on that pillow, I'm going to do one more thing that's going to take me to the next level, either in the physical, the mental, or the spiritual. So we got to take care of all of us. You understand? The whole body, the whole body. So we got to take care of that. We got to take care of that. So I love you guys. This was so much fun. And I want to hear back from everybody who was there. Send us your emails. We love to get those feedbacks, me and Sister Manya. So email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue@gmail.com. Love to hear from you guys. Love to hear the outcome. Love to hear what you think about the show. If you like it over on Facebook. If you love it, go back and love it, because I know you love it. And I'd love to hear that as well. So we're going to get ready to get out of here. We're going to close it down just a little bit early tonight. Maybe we'll jam to something as we get ready to get out. Wish I had some J Electronica, because you know what? I'm going to play that song for you guys. Oh my goodness. If you have not heard this song, I Feel Good by J Electronica, you need to cop it. You need to get this. You need to get this. This is it right here. So I'm going to play this for us, you guys. You want to hear this. This is one of my favorite. It's on my genius list, and I love it. I love it because it's on my genius list, and I hope you guys will be able to hear it. So let me find it. I love me some J Electronica. I don't know about you guys, but here we go. Here we go. Let's see. Where is it? I have all of his music, so I got to kind of find it here, but I'm going to find it. I Feel Good. When he tells you about how good he feels, you're going to know. For those of you, if you, I see you guys, y'all are something. Here it is. And I hope you can hear it. I hope you can hear it. Let's see if you guys can hear it. Tell me if you can hear it.
When I wake up in the morning, yawning, crack the dawn, and I say my prayer. Thank God for making me your super MC slayer. Brush my teeth, hit the shower, then I comb my hair. Step out the crib looking dapper dapper. I hit the cypher on the corner, then I smack a rapper. With a C-16, I'm so mean with this mic machine. You wanna battle me, I battle you and shatter your dreams. I said, what up? He said, what up? I took your girl, so what up? The crowd screamed, he threw the towel, man, enough is enough. Now I'm on my way, it's a beautiful day. Sun shining on my back, man, what more can I pray? Rim shining on the lack, man, what more can I say? Can't nobody make me angry, cause I'm happy today. My little sister doing good, my mama doing good, and my grandmother just turned 73. I feel good.
Can't nobody ruin my day.
I feel good. I'm getting busy on the regular. I'm spitting flames on these lame ass competitors. Live on the road, my home phone is a cellular. Email, two-way, man, etc. Uh-huh, I got people full of me, I got places to go, I got stages to blow, I got faces to take off the motherfucking map, man. I drop a bomb on your ass like the Gap Band. I'm eating colors, chasing ghosts like I'm Pac-Man. Straight out of hell, full speed like I'm Batman. Pirelli spinning new squads on the lack, man. With two fingers out the window, holler back, man. Your hoit, man, you can catch me in the carpool lane with Mr. Jane. Swinging and banging that wood grain, sitting on things. Something with an 8-town chain from Pete Kane. Reppin' that third ball, I'm an uptown man, it's all good.
Can't nobody ruin my day.
I feel good.
I ain't letting no negativity come my way.
I feel good.
The first thing I do when I open up my eyes is pray.
I feel good.
They said down south was whack when it came to rap. That I thought was too slow and we couldn't adapt. When in fact, we taught you how to build a label from scratch. While you was whining about the points in your contract, black. Yeah, we slip when we talk and we dip when we walk. When we came to the game, the niggas stole our slang. Uh-huh, we hit the game with a brand new funk. And plus, we taught you how to slang a record out of your trunk. It's dirty south till I die, homie. We in the field where they drill 65, homie. You wanna burn in the fire, come and try, homie. Man, look, we ready to ride, homie. Down here, we fear no man, God only. We got the boxing gloves on out here, and we rumbling rap. We in the game talking big shit, they mumbling back. And now that I got that off my chest, listen, I feel good.
Ain't nobody ruin my day.
Oh, wow, you guys, that was Jay Electronica, and I feel good. I don't care. Not going to let no negativity come my way. I feel good. I love that song. I love a lot of the lyrics that, yes, I was in the zone. That song takes me in the zone. So listen, you guys, reach out to Jay Electronica. He's actually on Twitter. And the coolest thing is he doesn't even know how much I love his music. How about he added me a while back and I didn't even know on Twitter. So I feel good. I feel good, not because he added me, because I really have a lot of respect for his work and what he's doing and his passion and what he's doing. And he was able to recognize something within the remix and the work that I do. So that was beautiful to see him add me, because I didn't even know how to find him on Twitter. You guys know I'm kind of lost over there. I bump into the walls. But I just kind of wanted to share that with you guys. That's at one of the top of my genius list up there with a lot of other songs, but I feel good. So you guys feel good. It's a wonderful weekend. We have a lot of work to do, magical work to do. I wish you guys nothing but peace and love out there. And don't forget to email me if you're interested in getting a reading or finding out more about the readings that I do. Email me question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue at gmail.com. We're going to do it again Sunday night. You know how we do. Feel good, everybody. I love you. Much love, warm spirit. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Peace and love, everybody. Peace.